Listen to two things I heard on that show. One, a lady called in and said that last night she was able to get through and vote 80 times.
Oh.
80.
And Mimi is not even blonde. You wouldn't call her blonde, would you?
Well, no. She is. I think she is kind of right now, but I don't think she's born
really
that way.
Blonde. Yeah. She said she starts talking about her how she voted last night, and then she got through and was able to vote for, and she named the three or four contestants she voted for. You don't do that because you're just canceling out your own vote.
However, there's always a however in life. On the way here, I stopped at Ozzy's restaurant where Nico Smith's, the thing that Nico Smith's father owns, and I was talking to the
waiter. Nico Senior?
Yeah, Mr. Nico Smith owns a restaurant, and she said it was surprisingly slow last night, and that place is jam-packed on the night of American Idol.
Yep.
So I don't think people were as into this because it was an immediate, you had to get the word around.
And it was also nothing but a repeat of the same performance.
Right.
So what I'm saying is whoever called Mimi is, got through for the same reason that Ozzy's wasn't that jam-packed last night.
Yet other people called and said they tried for an hour solid and could never get through.
Huh. Well, that happens on radio. It happens here.
Yeah, it happens here all the time.
Yeah,
you can't get to this show.
Jam-packed.
Oh, we're popular.
We voted for Nico last night.
I've never
made a call and voted
on any American Idol contestant.
Yeah. We ever. Called and
Amy
voted
has
for Nico.
A little bit. You know, the other thing I found curious was if it was supposed to be fair.
Now, before you do this, am I wrong here? Are you supposed to vote for more than one contestant?
You can vote for whomever you're going to vote.
But on one phone call? Or do you have to call back?
Well, you have to call back. But you're not accomplishing anything because if you really want Nico to win, and then you turn around and cast a vote for another one, it doesn't make any sense.
If you want a group to go towards, like, the final four.
Yeah.
Like, if you want Carrie Underwood, what's her name? Carrie Underwood?
Mm-hmm,
if you have, like, three or four singers you like, and you want them to keep moving on.
And you want to get rid of Michaela, please.
Yeah.
Okay, so to get rid of Michaela, you vote for everybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
If you
all right, I take back what I said.
Who's Michaela?
She's the one everybody wants off.
The
dark-haired, cute.
Oh, yeah.
The
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
She's pretty, but she's flat.
Yeah,
that was a horrible. Yeah, that was
but
a horrible.
But she's real cute.
Oh, yeah.
But she's just...
overbearing.
Yeah.
She's overbearing. That's the
one. Other thing I was going to say was, and I watched the entire thing. At the beginning, the first couple of contestants, and I guess it was the Fedorov, the blonde, and then Carrie Underwood.
Right.
They showed their performances, but it was more Ryan Seacrest saying what the judges had said. And then he went to only one of them and asked for their, what, do you think you were right in the way you voted, or do you think, you know, but then as the show moved on, it seemed like the judges had more time, all three of them, to react. And I thought, well, that wasn't very balanced. And I wondered, well, it's live. Maybe they see they have more time. I just thought that was a little unusual.
It seemed unfair because when Nico came up, the only judge that they had, talked to was the British guy. What's his name?
Simon.
Simon. And he said, "No, I just didn't think it was very good." They didn't talk to the other two who gave him rave reviews.
Right.
So isn't that, you know, slanting it one way or another?
That seemed a little unusual.
Yeah.
So, all right. I don't know.
We're going to take a very quick break. And we're coming right back to this. This is a very brief break. I have on the line from John A. Londoff Chevrolet, Mark Thornton. Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing okay. I didn't realize you're the truck manager.
I'm the pre-owned manager, sir.
Well, okay, then this is wrong because that's why I asked you, because somebody handed me a note that says you're going to talk with Mark Thornton, the truck manager. I said, no, Joe Beanie's the truck manager.
Joe Beanie is the truck manager, and Gary Gubster's the new car manager.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this, Mark.
Well, it'd be Dan Strauss.
Dan?
What?
Did you do this?
No.
Who did it?
Nobody's taking the blame.
Yeah, Mark.
No, Mark Moser's the guy. I'm going to call him out right here in public. He's the guy that labeled you, and I knew it was wrong because you are the pre-owned manager.
Yes, sir.
And welcome to the show. I think you've been on once before.
Yes, I have, Frank. Joe and I were on there with you just about a month ago, I guess.
And you were on together, and I know we got a lot of email that said, please don't put Joe on again.
Please don't do that again.
And they said, just Mark, if you please. So we have you on. And,
the ratings are better with me on there, I think.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's what I think. Yeah. Right? But hey, don't tell Joe.
No, I won't say a word.
He's very sensitive.
I know he is.
So what's big in the used car department there at Johnny Landoff?
Everything's big, Frank. We've got over 200 quality pre-owned vehicles to choose from, certified pre-owned cars.
Man, nice selection.
You know, I've got 01 Cavaliers for $49.90 and 05 Cavaliers from $10,990, and I'm tagging all my used cars to blow them out. Huge savings to the public.
Yeah, car dealership only wants so many used cars.
They don't. They like to keep them moving. That's for sure. Yeah. And we're doing a fine job of it.
So if I said to you, "Give me," and you're because you're the manager, you know that what's in the inventory is.
Yes, sir.
Give me what you think right now is the one thing. If somebody said you have 10 minutes to run in there and get a pre-owned vehicle and get out, what would you run in and grab?
Well, a good economy car is the 05 Cavalier. I've got about 20 of them in stock, and as I said, I've got them starting at $10,990. Those are all. Four-door cars, automatics, with miles in the teens, you know, 13 to 19,000 miles on them.
And the Cavalier now has been part of that Chevy line for, what, has it been
very
like
long
20,
time.
20 years or something?
Very long time.
Yeah.
And now the Cobalt has taken over for the Cavalier here, and we don't have any new Cavaliers in stock, but I do have a very, like I said, very good selection of the 05s to choose from.
You think they're gonna replace the Cavalier with the Cobalt?
I think so.
If it does well,
that's a very very good car. It's a very good looking car. The Cobalt is.
Cobalt's a great looking car.
Yes,
but Cavalier is a. We've had one in our family, in our extended, not immediate family, but in-law type family, and man, did they get their money's worth out of that Cavalier. So those Cavaliers, those 05s, they're good for 10 years. I mean, those things have got a long life left on them.
Easily, in the certification on them that. Gives you an extra 3 months or 3,000 miles in your factory warranty, so you got an extra factory warranty behind the vehicle as well.
All right, Mark, if anybody would like to get a hold of you who's looking for a good, solid, certified Landoff pre-owned vehicle, how do they do that?
Just call up here. I'm here 6 days a week at 837-1800.
And ask for Mark.
Ask for Mark. I'm always available, and I'll be more than happy to talk to anybody that calls in.
All right.
A couple other specials real quick I wanted to run by you, Frank. We've got the 05 Cobalt automatic and air four-door, those are starting at $11,290.
That is a great price.
That's a very, very good price. And over to the truck department with Joe, we've got 05 extended cab Silverados for $17,990.
All right. 314-837-1800.
That is it. And I, real quick, Frank, I got a special guest that wanted to say hello to you.
And who would that be?
That is Mr. Landoff Sr. Just walked into the office.
Whoa.
Here. Hold on, Frank. Nice talking to you, Frank.
You too, Mark.
Hold on.
Notice how he got out of the way.
Yeah. I haven't talked to you in a month or two.
And how come? Why is that?
Well, because I want the public to know all these managers, fine managers we have. I want you to know my son is with his wife and four children, and they're on spring break, and so the old goat, me, has come in.
Well,
I want to take a minute out if I have. Do you have time to listen to me?
Let me check. You got 1 minute.
1 minute.
Well,
I'll talk
it.
Fast.
Go for it.
You know, everybody looks for some kind of an advantage that you have over competition. And there's one thing Johnny Landoff, if I can be honest with you, and I'm not bragging about this, but, you know, all of us pay the same price for a car. We all have the same rebate. We have the same interest rate. But if a car costs us $20,500, it costs everybody $20,500.
Right.
Johnny Landoff pays off $20,000. See, every day a car sits on the lot, Monday through Monday, Christmas, holidays, they have to pay. Everybody has to pay interest. But when you pay off the 20 and you just retain the 5 to keep GMAC's insurance as that car sits out there, it is an advantage because we pay for, I would say, 95% of our cars and trucks here.
Well,
that's all I wanted to say to you, and I like very much to take you to dinner some night.
Let me think. Tony's.
Well, Tony's or Benedetto's. I'd like to take you to Benedetto's.
I've been to Benedetto.
Well, he told me today. I was talking to Benny.
Yeah.
But he said, hey, bring that man over, and I'll tell you. If you come over there, I'll meet you there. What are you doing tonight?
Well, tonight is not a good one, but you know what? I'll call you. We'll do that.
Well, anytime you're ready.
All right, John.
And God bless you. Nice talking
okay,
to you.
Okay, Mr. Lano. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. I called him John because he sounds like his son.
Yeah.
He deserves Mr. He's 80 years old and still working. And still,
isn't that neat?
And still dressing.
Pretty sharp-looking guy, too.
He dresses like he's going to the prom.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good-looking family.
This is a guy who believes that the way you dress makes the statement, and, buddy, he makes a statement. So there you have it. More from John Londo. We'll go back to the phones for a couple of minutes. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. I don't even know what we were talking about.
We were talking about American Idol. But Rick on line six said that he has a theory on American Idol.
I
had talked to someone from Channel 2 during the commercial, or during when you were talking to Mark. Johnny Long.
Well said, Dan.
He said even though they are an affiliate, there's no way that could have been
staged
because it wreaked havoc on every affiliate around the country with commercials.
But all good publicity stunts do. That's what they do. They wreak havoc. Let's talk to Rick about this theory. Does anybody want to hear Rick's theory? That settles it. Rick, are you there?
Hey, guys.
What's your theory?
Now, this is a breaking story. It's a conspiracy theory, but I'm going to break it right here on the Big 550.
All right.
Frank, are you familiar with a guy in the radio industry named Robert F.X. Hillerman? SFX Broadcasting.
Okay, I'm not.
In the 90s.
I'm not familiar.
He started from nothing. He built it into 80 radio stations, and in about 10 years after he built it, he sold it for $2.1 billion.
What's that? That much money.
But now wait, it's better. He held on to his live concert business, SFX Entertainment, and sold that in 2000 to Clear Channel for $4.4 billion.
That's not that much.
Now this guy came from nothing. He's self-made, okay?
Wow.
He bought a little company that traded on the bulletin board. This was a nothing stock that you could have bought for 6 cents about 3 or 4 months ago, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He bought this company that was basically defunct, and all they had to their name was just some empty stock sitting there doing nothing for 6 cents.
Okay.
He bought this company for $3 million cash.
Mm-hmm.
And then in December, he bought Lisa Marie Presley's stake of the rest of her dad's empire.
I have heard of this.
Okay.
Guy. Yeah.
So when he bought Lisa Marie Presley out, his stock went from 6 cents to about $15 in about a week. Now, last week, he bought 19 Entertainment, which just so happens to be the producers of American Idol.
Oh, is this the guy that bought it? Okay.
And when he did that, his stock went from $15 to today, I think it closed at around $26 and change.
He bought it from Simon Fuller.
Right. Now, this guy is a promoter. This guy is the Don King of promoting radio and television events.
So I see where you're headed. Your theory is this guy is behind what just happened.
They've been doing the show for 4 years, and the weekend this guy buys it, they mess up the next day.
Well,
it's
all becoming clear.
Coincidental.
It is a little coincidental.
Yeah.
That's a great theory.
Well, thank you.
That's a great theory.
Okay, guys.
All right, Rick.
Amen, PM.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
How do you get smart enough to know how to do that? To start with nothing end up with $5 or $6 billion. How do you get that smart? You know, you got to be born with a brain like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just learn to do that. There are just some people who
be a hustler. You always got to be working deals.
But you got to be a hustler.
And a vision. You got to have a
vision.
Knows
how to make it turn into something. I know a lot of hustlers who have nothing.
Right.
They're hustlers, but it all falls apart. Man. We have to take a quick break. It'll be quick, I promise, and we'll come back. If you haven't, I hope you have, but if you haven't found Jimmy Yens yet, as soon as I said Jimmy Yens, Karen said, oh, that sounds good. Wait till you go there once. After you go there once, what happens psychologically is every time you hear anybody say Jimmy Yens, your mouth starts to water. This is a Pan-Asian restaurant. And every time we do this, then for 2 or 3 days afterwards, last week we did this, and the next 2 days, they had 100 new people in there.
Oh.
The next 2 days after that. So I want you to get in there and beat the rush. And check out Jimmy Yens. Jimmy Yens is Pan-Asian. Now, I'm not real good at explaining what that is, except that it's a little bit of the best of everything from all over Asia. It is a great place for a lunch meeting. 7 minutes from Clayton, right across from the Hacienda on Manchester, in Rock Hill. One of the things that makes it different, well, there's several things. One, this is the cleanest, brightest, neatest place. They cook the food, it's called an open kitchen, in front of you. All right? Everything is fresh. The sauces are a big part of what makes this food so great. They make them fresh every day. The best sauces from different countries around Asia, including Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, and China. They have distinctively different tastes. And let me give you a couple of specials they have for Lent at Jimmy Yen's. The chili tilapia and the ginger shrimp. This is four large shrimp on a skewer sitting on a bed of ginger noodles. It is unbelievable. Their most popular dishes, I'm going to tell you the two most popular things they sell. And if you want to go in and you don't know where to start on the menu, start with one, these two dishes. Jimmy's Sweet and Spicy, it's called, or Jimmy's Peanut Noodle. Dan, remember the peanut noodles?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
They're my favorite.
Jimmy Yen's, across from the Hacienda on Manchester in Rock Hill. You're not going to be sorry you made this discovery. And this is a place that you say, well, I don't go to Rock Hill. Do you go down Highway 40? You go down Highway 40 at Lindbergh. Jump on Lindbergh. Shoot down. Jump on McKnight. Shoot down to Manchester and make a right. It's on the right. It's right across the Hacienda in the corner of a strip mall. The average entree price for lunch or dinner, $5.50, at the most $6.50. Extremely reasonable, fresh, delicious Pan-Asian food. This will become a regular stop. And they're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, except Sunday it's just dinner. They open at 4, and they will take your order and work the kitchen till 8 o'clock. And that's the shut-off time every night is 8. But during the week, Monday through Saturday, it is 11 to 8.
In St. Louis, exclusively at Deerberg's Bakery. From everyone at Deerberg's, have a warm and wonderful Easter.
Kate? Hi. I'm sorry. I just can't make it to work again today. I've been in bed for the past 2 days with this pain.
Is your endometriosis flaring up again?
Yes. For the past 3 months, this pelvic pain from my endometriosis has gotten really bad. I've tried different treatments, even surgery, but the pain keeps coming back.
Hey, I've been meaning to tell you. I heard about a clinical research study for women with endometriosis.
Women between the ages of 18 and 45 with regular menstrual periods who are experiencing moderate to severe pain for at least the past 3 months may be interested in learning more about a clinical research study evaluating an investigational medication for pelvic pain due to endometriosis. Potential volunteers must have had their endometriosis confirmed by a surgical procedure such as laparoscopy and should not have taken oral contraceptive within the past 30 days.
I think I'll call.
For more information about this clinical research study, please call PPS Clinical Research at
636-449-4700. No matter how you play the Illinois Lottery. Have fun, play responsibly.
341 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic sponsored by Pier 1. Stop in now for the Everything Spring event going on at Pier 1 and get your home ready for spring. Pier 1, life more interesting. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, traffic slowing. Eastbound 40 running heavy between Hanley and Laclede Station. Southbound 270, a slowdown from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 lining up at the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 5570 between Route 3 and the Poplar, heavy traffic. Northbound 55 already slowing at Park Avenue approaching the Poplar. On northbound 67 at Route CC, an accident is reported. Broadway southbound at Holly Hills Avenue, an accident's reported. Gravoy between Weber Road and Pilot Avenue, road construction, and the right lane is closed. I'm Karen Vale for the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you suffer from muscle strain? Does the stress and strain of physical activity cause muscle stiffness and soreness? If so, your participation in clinical research is needed. By participating in a research study, you can help advance medical research for muscle pain. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study of an investigational patch for the treatment of muscle pain. To qualify for this study, participants must be 18 years of age or older with muscle strain. Qualified participants not only may aid society by contributing to research development, but may receive compensation up to $400 for time and travel. For information, call Radiant Research at 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's 1-636-CALL-NOW. If you suffer from muscle strain and would like to participate in a clinical research that may help researchers determine the effects of an investigational patch for the treatment of muscle pain, call Radiant Research now at 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's Radiant Research, 1-636-CALL-NOW.
It's finally here, the premiere showing of Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room. Amini's has everything to transform your home into the ultimate living environment. Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room in Chesterfield Valley, Highway 40 and Boone's Crossing.
Loaded up. Let's see what's going on here. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. In the Playhouse today, we have more on that wrestling hazing. And yes, it's exactly what we thought it might be. It's just as disgusting as we thought it would be. Hello, Walt. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And hello, ne'er-do-wells.
Oh, the new ne'er-do-well. Yeah. That's what McCaw calls you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Frank, I heard you on the McCaw show this morning.
Yes, sir.
Or this afternoon.
Yeah, he paid me. He paid me
about,
to do that.
The program.
American Dreams.
American Dreams, exactly, right. Yeah. Right. And I just have to agree with what you were saying about that. It's one of the best-made programs. It's on TV today. And really, it reminds me of when I was growing up, because I was born in 52, so I'm in that age bracket you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings back a lot of memories of what our country was going through at the time, and you know, our family, even though we never had any tragedies or turmoil like you see on the TV. But, you know, you watch the evening news every night and eating at the dinner table together, which very seldom happens anymore.
Well, there's so much about it that you can't begin to try to tell people the elements of remembering what it was like when color TV came out and remembering the first remote control, which they had last night. This is a show about the 60s. And I think it may be one of the three best television shows I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it's that good. It's unbelievable. And my wife and I were just saying that it's so good, it'll probably be canceled. And if it gets canceled, then I'm down to one real favorite TV show, and that's CBS Sunday Morning with Charles Osgood.
Well, I have to agree with you there. Hopefully NBC will have some smarts and continue on with it.
You bet. Well, I'm glad you agree, and I appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Walt. Here's Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Frank. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Tom.
Hey,
Tom.
Hey, listen, I was listening to you earlier about describing the show, and I got to tell you, I've converted a lot of my FM listening buddies to your show. And
S&M buddies?
Yeah, and the best way to describe your show, the way I try to tell people, it's kind of like sitting around BSing with some of your old buddies. It's kind of like the old days before TV where you hunkered around the radio. In fact, the Lord's Morning Show makes me like the radio better than TV.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, this guy's a genius.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, you guys have a nice one.
That's pretty powerful. Thank you.
Amen to PM, buddy.
Thank you, Tom.
Hallelujah.
All right, we're just minutes away from Outdoors Ned. He's in the telephone green room, but we have just enough time to run, I think, two. Let's see who's been on the longest. Let's go with Doug. Hello, Doug.
Hello there. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Doug.
Good.
First of all, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. As always. I think I've got the ultimate theory of what went beyond American Idol.
Okay.
Tonight they're introducing a new program at 8:30, this hot dog on a stick or something.
Oh, does that look stupid?
Yeah, Ruben's in that.
Holy cow.
Yeah, he makes a guest appearance.
Oh, he does.
And I think there's a big tie-in because at 8:30, and who turns into a program at 8:30, but when you've got the largest watching audience,
right,
it leads right into their marketing audience of the young people, and I believe that's their whole thing behind promoting that show tonight.
Well, you know, Doug, I mentioned that earlier, but interestingly, you know, they were supposed to premiere that last night, after their half an hour voting results and vote off show, then they were going to go to Life on a Stick. And then they put it up against, put it up against the NCAA basketball tournament now tonight, which resumes on CBS. Yeah. So,
well, the little previews that I've seen have made me decide I never want to see that show.
Goofy looking people.
I think it's a great idea for a show. I'm not sure how they'll do it, but
There's so much that goes,
a bunch of kids working in one of those food courts
in a
shopping
hot dog
center.
Place.
I think it's a great idea if they did it right.
Well, we'll find out.
It just looks stupid, but they've got the audience, so.
All right.
See how it goes. Thanks.
Hey, thank you, Doug.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to take one quick break, and then we dedicate the rest of the hour to Outdoors Ned, and he always has something good.
He's good.
Now, if you're going to be outdoors this weekend, and we're getting close to the weekend, especially if you're out driving around looking at homes, if you already know that you are going to want to live in St. Charles County, you know what? And I even say to people who aren't dead set on St. Louis County, I mean, you say, well, we consider St. Charles County. If you're going to even consider St. Charles County, then I want you to consider as your home builder, T.R. Hughes. And all we're asking you to do is consider the premier home builder for St. Charles County. Usually with the word premier, there's a price tag. Because if somebody said the premier luxury car, the premier this, premier that, it means it costs more. This is a quality statement, not a price statement. This is a statement, the only way it relates to price is that you get your money's worth. So premier home builder means value. If you pay $220,000 for a house, or $160,000 or $300,000, you're going to get $220,000 worth of home, or $300,000 or $140,000 or whatever. And their prices on the things that they build, villas and homes, run anywhere from the mid-100s to generally about $300,000. Now, they've done a couple of developments that shot way past that, and they moved out of St. Charles County to do development in Fairview Heights. And wherever they go, if I were another builder, I'd be shaking in my boots. I'd be nervous, and I'd be scared, because you're up against some stiff competition when T.R. Hughes steps into the neighborhood.
Available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech. 1-800-521-0200.
Oh, I cannot wait to find out what to do outdoors. You know, there's a big old world outdoors.
Oh, it sure is.
There's a lot to do. Sometimes there's so much to do, you don't know where to start. Here's a guy who can help you. Ladies and gentlemen, outdoors, Ned Spurk.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Outdoors Ned.
Hello.
Hi, Outdoors Ned.
Dan Woody.
Hey, we don't call him Woody anymore.
No. Oh, really?
It's Peon again.
Peon again.
Yeah. You better make a note of that.
I will. Let me write that down.
Peon again.
Okay.
Are you really right? Peon. Are you really writing it down?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, don't write down again.
Okay.
Just Peon.
Yeah.
What's going on there, Ned?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great time of the year. It's a beautiful springtime. It's the red buds. Have you seen any dogwoods blooming out by you, Frank?
Not yet.
Not a dogwood. Well, you know what they say. I may have made this up. They say that when the red buds and dogwoods bloom, the crappie loom.
Well, you know why you couldn't have made that up? Because I made it up.
You made it up?
You must have heard it after I made
it up. Well, I heard it. I can tell you that. Well, it seemed like I made it up, but it's a good time to go. Starting now on, all the way through April, May. I mean, it's a great time to go. There are lots of places to go locally. Carlisle Lake, Rend Lake. Lake of the Ozarks is a great crappie lake, as you know. Kentucky Lake, I always go there in April, and it's too much fun. I mean, anybody can catch crappie. It's a fun thing to do. There's black crappie and white crappie. What do you think the world record crappie is, Frank?
I'm going to say...
why don't you say 5.3 pounds?
Well, I wasn't going to go pounds. I was going to say like 30 inches or something.
Well, that's about a 19. That's over 19 inches, 19 and a half. 5.3
Here
pounds.
We go.
About 19th of an
19.
Inch.
Are crappie more fun to fish than like bass?
Well, they don't fight quite as hard, but, you know, they school up, and you can catch a whole bunch of them. The limit's higher on them, and it's a fish that, as opposed to bass, and not that you can't eat bass, but most people don't save bass to eat them, but crappie, man, there's nothing better.
Good eating, and they're pretty. They're beautiful, silver-colored, pretty fish.
Back up, Outdoors Ned.
Yes, sir.
I don't know much about this stuff. What do you mean people don't save
bass? There's a program called Catch and Release, and it is designed to perpetuate the bass population and make sure they're around for your grandkids to catch and stuff. And people most of the time release bass. They don't save them as food.
Aren't they good to eat?
Yeah. They're not bad.
I think bass is very good to
eat. Yeah, especially, you know, in nice, clear water. If some of the acidic water and stuff down south, they're not great, but they are not bad. But it's just, you know, they
acidic
are not as prolific as crappie. No, crappie. No. Oh, my God.
All right, let me ask you a question I've asked before, and nobody can seem to answer it.
Okay.
Since one of the best-tasting fish that you can eat is would be crappie,
why
how
don't
come
they sell them?
Thank you. And why don't you go into restaurants? Restaurants have catfish, and they have catfish farms.
Right.
Why aren't there crappie farms, and why can't you order good crappie?
Well, I can answer that a little bit. And as you know, Bill Dance is a very good friend of mine, and we've talked about this for a long time.
Now, who is Bill Dance? I'm not...
he is America's favorite fisherman.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, Yes, sir. They do not... crappie don't respond to any kind of dry food very well. You know, any of the catfish and stuff that you can feed on those farms, you spray dry food at them and they can eat it, and then they respond real well to it. Crappie do not do that.
Wow.
They, Frank, they're real prolific in places like Kentucky Lake and Carlisle and whatever. And Kentucky Lake, I mean, they harvest, you know, several million crappie a year out of there. And they reproduce like crazy. They stay together. They're real good fish, real fun fish to catch. But they don't raise well.
That's
now, there
awesome.
Are a couple places that sell them commercially. And there's one out on 94 and Highway 40, right at the exit there.
St. Charles County, for those who don't know that area.
You know that little bait store?
Yes.
Did you get off the highway there?
I absolutely know.
They sell crappie. You
wow.
can buy crappie by the pound. But it doesn't have any. And you know, I used to think it was illegal, and it may be in some states because they are a game fish. But, you know, channel catfish are a game fish, too.
I'll say one other thing for people who want to take kids fishing. If you want to take your nephew or son or grandson, this is a great kid fish, crappie. Because you don't have to be the strong man. You don't have to know casting techniques. You know, you get a rod and reel, throw a bobber out. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And you can catch them on live bait on minnows. I prefer to use... little jigs with tube bodies, little 16-ounce jig. They call it a bubble and jig technique, and a long pole, and just fish around the brush and stuff. Man, they're fun to catch.
You have to have a long pole to catch those.
Well,
yeah,
it's
Terry, you're
preferable,
out.
Terry. And I know that might limit.
You got that little jig going, though, huh?
Yeah, you're out. We got about 3 minutes almost. So, what else do you have?
I'm going today. I'm going in my RV.
Whoa!
Going where?
I'm going to Gatlinburg.
Whoa.
Ima and I are going to leave about 8 o'clock tonight. We're heading for Gatlinburg. Not
who?
My RV. I rented one.
Ima.
Ima.
Yeah,
his wife. Ima. Oh. That's a nickname. It's not a real name.
No.
Yeah.
We call her Ima Spurk.
Yeah. So why are you going to Gatlinburg? What's the deal?
We just to go down there and spend some time with the kids and get in the mountains and have a good time and relax and not have to hold our stomach in.
Well, you'll have to give us a report on the Smoky Mountains.
As soon as we get back, we'll give you a call.
And you should hit, is it this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going down. We're leaving tonight.
It's supposed to rain. I got to go to Tennessee this weekend. It's supposed to rain like crazy. I'll be in the same state, and I think it's covered up with rain. Sorry, but that's what I saw on the map.
We've got one of those awnings that comes out from the RV if you want to get with us.
Sit under the awning.
Yeah.
Once again, I don't know anything about anything, but rain doesn't affect fishing, right?
Rain does not affect fishing necessarily in a negative way. You know, it just you got to be set up to do it. You got to have the right gear and the right stuff to wear, so you.
But
don't
the fish don't care.
Yeah, no, I've caught fish many times in the rain. Great fishing in the rain.
That's right. They do care if you have a long pole, but they don't care if it rains.
Well, seriously, the Great Smoky Mountains is really not a long trip from St. Louis. Was it 5 hours?
Oh, I think it's a little longer than that. I mean, we're going
7 hours. Is it 7 hours?
Yeah, I think it's seven. We're going down toward Gatlinburg. Yeah, we're going to stop tonight, spend the night, and then we'll drive on into That's where Dollywood is. They're not open yet, but we're going to drive around there anyway and just goof around.
I've only been to Gatlinburg one time in my life. I will go back to the Smokies because the Smoky Mountains, again, we forget that we're so close to these beautiful mountains.
Incredible.
Yeah, and it's a good time of year to be going. Probably be nice and warm, rain a little bit, but you won't be cold. You'll have a great time.
Everybody send me your interesting outdoor stories, too, to Ned Spurk at Hotmail, mail.com. And we're going to start putting some of these on the air.
All right.
It's pretty exciting.
You're going to read some of your mail? That's a good idea. All right. Well, Ned, we look forward to hearing a little bit about the Smokies next Thursday.
You betcha. We'll be back then.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Ned Spurk, everybody.
Bye, Outdoors, Ned.
Bye, everybody.
I've known that guy a long time. He has spent a lot of time outdoors. He's not blowing smoke here. He knows about not just fishing. and not just hunting, but he knows about where to go, how to go.
I know, I can tell.
How to get the most out of it. He loves to be outside. That's why he's called Outdoors Ned. All right, I'm Indoors Frank, and we're going to be back here in about, just a very few minutes. We have to bring you some news, and then we're coming back and turn it over to you because we're tired already. This is the Big 550, KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Terry Schiavo's parents still aren't giving up. Today, they have been turned down by both the U.S. Supreme Court and by State Judge George Greer, who refused to give custody to Florida officials. But they are now headed back to federal court for another attempt at getting their daughter's feeding tube reinserted. And the vigil goes on outside Schiavo's hospice. ABC's Andrew Colton is there. He joins us live.
Sherry, their legal options virtually exhausted. Terry's parents are now turning to Florida Governor Jeb Bush again for help. Family spokesman and Operation Rescue founder, Randall Terry.
We are begging the governor, for the love of God, in this Passion Week of our Lord, don't let this woman die of thirst because a judge had more guts than this administration and the DCF.
Legal observers consider the latest attempts in federal court to be a stretch. Tomorrow will mark the one-week anniversary of Terry's feeding tube being disconnected. Sherry?
ABC's Andrew Colton live in Pinellas Park, Florida. Officials at BP say 15 people died. More than 100 were wounded in yesterday's explosion at a refinery. As for people in Texas City, Texas, they are frightened.
They say that this accident has shaken them to the core, that it's not safe. And they say the only thing really left to do now is to sell. There was one woman in a trailer park across the street who was just frightened and shaken, and this has had a profound effect.
ABC's Mike von Friend in Texas City. Fingerprints at the center of Michael Jackson's trial today. Prosecutors say the accuser's fingerprints were found on at least one adult magazine found at Neverland. Reporter and attorney Martin Kazendorf was in the courtroom for the testimony.
Both the DNA evidence in the O.J. Simpson case and the fingerprint evidence in this case rely on science and juries believing scientists. The jury did not buy the DNA evidence in that case, and the jury may not buy the fingerprint evidence in this case.
ABC News MoneyScope shows the Dow lost 13 points today. The Nasdaq gained one. You're listening to ABC News.
Everyone agrees that diet and exercise are two keys to a healthy heart. But now there's a third. Cardio Discovery, a breakthrough supplement based on Nobel Prize-winning science. Cardio Discovery provides arginine, glutamine, and other key nutrients supporting the production of nitric oxide, which is critical in maintaining healthy circulation and flexible arteries. So when you think about your heart, think Cardio Discovery. Pick up Cardio Discovery at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A 1.99% mortgage? Call Quicken Loans now for an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call 800-316-3511 to see how you could get a $200,000 mortgage for only $330 a month, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-316-3511. 30-year mortgage interest-only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states.
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. We begin this hour with a high-speed chase that is underway in St. Clair County. The Sheriff's Department tells KTRS News Illinois State Police are pursuing the driver of an SUV that chased at last report near 255 and I-64. There's no word on how the pursuit began, and no injuries are reported. We'll keep you posted. Local business leaders are gathering at this hour at Washington University's Olin School of Business to hear details on President Bush's Social Security proposal. Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez is about to deliver an address to the business groups and also to students. Secretary Gutierrez says the Bush plan will permanently fix Social Security. Highway Patrol investigators say they have received several new leads during the last 24 hours as they investigate the killing of State Trooper Carl Graham. Sergeant Larry Plunkett says investigators are making a lot of progress.
That's really a good part of the story at this point, is that we are still receiving tips. We don't want anyone to assume just because we've made progress that our job's complete. If you have any information that you feel is pertinent, please give us a phone call.
Plunkett says ATF agents are also assisting the investigation. Police are still questioning a Van Buren man arrested this week on a charge of leaving the scene of a fatal November crash that Graham had investigated. Plunkett calls that man a person of interest in the murder investigation. St. Charles County Sheriff's deputies find guns, an assault rifle, knives, and drugs in a car They approached early this morning. It happened on I-70 near Wentzville.
As they approached the driver, got the driver to roll down the window, a overwhelming smell of marijuana came out of the car, and right off the bat there, they realized they had something besides just a stalled vehicle.
Lieutenant Craig McGuire tells KTRS News the suspect is a man from West Virginia. He had three loaded firearms near his seat with a loaded assault rifle in the back seat. Deputies also allegedly found meth, cocaine, and marijuana in his vehicle. The suspect was arrested. He tells deputies he was driving to South Dakota to deliver blankets and Bibles to Indian children. The sounds of song and aroma of incense filled the new cathedral this morning as St. Louis Archbishop Raymond Burke celebrates Holy Thursday Mass in front of a full congregation. KTRS's Steve Klotz reports.
Archbishop Burke called on those in the cathedral to renew their faith as well as to pray for reconciliation today. Meanwhile, St. Stanislaus Easter Masses are being held without a fight from the Archbishop. He has said he will not be lured into a fight during this Holy Week. A priest has been brought into St. Stanislaus to celebrate Mass leading up to Easter Sunday.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 12, the NASDAQ up 1.5, and the S&P is down 1. Meteorologist John Fuller's KTRS Doppler 5 forecast, cloudy tonight, our low 38. Tomorrow, a chance for light rain in a high of 60 degrees. The news is sponsored by Joseph A. Bank. It's 47. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and at 4:06, you're up to date. Karen Vail joins us with traffic from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Karen?
Thank you, Brian. Traffic sponsored by Pier 1. Stop in now for the Everything Spring event going on at Pier 1 and get your home ready for spring. Pier 1, life more interesting. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley is slow down yet. On the eastbound side of 40, it's still running heavy, Hanley to Laclede Station. Southbound 270, now heavy from Ladue Road all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 at the Poplar Street Bridge, a lineup. Westbound 5570 slowing at Route 3. Approaching the Poplar Street Bridge, northbound 55 between Park and the Poplar Traffic Building. Northbound on 67 at Route CC, an accident being cleared. South Broadway at Holly Hills, an accident being cleared. Gravoy between Weber Road and Pilot Avenue Road.
Call 423-DOOR, 423-D-O-O-R. Call 423-DOOR.
It's spring clearance time at Ackerman Buick Hyundai. Hi, this is Doug Ackerman. If you live in Illinois, I have a special offer for you. I'll give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile service contract on every pre-owned vehicle you buy in March at no charge. That's a $400 value that includes free oil changes and tire rotations. We know you want a great deal on a quality pre-owned vehicle. That's why we're making this special offer in March to our customer satisfaction.
Don't close the deal.
Included see dealer for details. Offer ends March 31st.
You can't afford granite countertops. Call 862-6300 for Granite Works in the Loop. Granite countertops installed for only $38 a square foot. Call
862-6300. The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Today about a retired Marine down in West Palm Beach, Florida. It's the good news, but it's sad that it had to take so long to get this good news. This guy, retired Marine, has just won a battle with his homeowners association, but it took him 5 years. He fought for 5 years. He went through $20,000 in lawyers to finally win the battle to have an American flag on a pole in his yard.
Good for him. I remember reading about this 6 months ago.
Is that unbelievable?
Yes, it
really is.
The Homeowners Association said, well, okay, you can have a flag, but we want it on a pole that's attached to the wall of the home and not a freestanding.
Like that matters.
It's the American flag.
That's right.
Dan, you need to talk just a little lower.
We can hear you.
Can you imagine somebody pulling in the neighborhood thinking about buying a house and saying, nope, there's an American flag. I'm not moving in here.
Yeah. Or I'm selling my house in this neighborhood, stinking American flag. Ruining the neighborhood.
Well, good for him for spending $20,000 and taking 5 years to fight it, which he did.
Hey, I was going to... You have to...
Were we bothering your personal conversation?
No. I have to tell you, it was something that happened in the news that was brought to our attention, or brought to my attention, by Larry, and then another caller just called up and said that, and it was a Freudian slip.
Was it by Brian Houseworth?
Yes.
Brian Houseworth.
Yeah, Brian Houseworth.
Yeah. What happened? Larry can tell you about it.
Well, let's hear it. Hey, Larry, how are you? Larry, you have to talk back.
Larry,
I don't guess Larry's going to tell us. Good story, Dan.
Can Dan tell us?
You think he's capable?
It was a story about the old cathedral. I didn't hear the news. I'm just going by what they said.
Well, this turned out to be a great, great bit.
A story about the old cathedral, and he said something, instead of incense, he said it was filled with incest.
And that's it?
Yeah. I didn't hear the entire story.
Huh. My God. How do you stand yourself, honey?
Good.
Lord.
Man. I'm sorry, but we have to stop a minute and just kind of recover because we don't know what to do.
How does he live with himself?
I don't know. What he did is he built the audience up. One, he's laughing. He goes, well, you got to talk to Larry. And we go to Larry, and Larry doesn't even want to be a part of it.
Or a little Alyssa.
Oh, I know.
That's my daddy.
It's tragic.
314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. I'm looking at a story that is, and what happens here is we have news services, and they shoot stories throughout the day, and most of them don't make the regular news. What we do is we come in and grab the stuff nobody else wants to do, because quite frankly, I think it's more interesting and more fun than all this who's got the right to die or live and all that heavy stuff. There is a guy up in New York, and he's just turning, Dan, you might want to join in with us, he's just turning 30, he just turned 30. His name is Dean Karnazes, and he was out one night drinking with friends, staggered home, and according his story is that he put on his gardening shoes and decided to go for a run to kind of sober up. He ran all night, and he knows by where he started and where he ended up that he ran for 30 miles.
Oh.
No. Well, marathons are 26 miles.
Pretty decent.
You say
run.
What? Like nobody could run 30 miles?
I'm not drunk. In garden shoes?
Well, he did.
Okay.
Now, check this out. After he did it and realized what he had done, he decided he wanted to get into a 100-mile race, which he did. Then a 135-mile race. Then 199. Then a marathon at the South Pole. This is witnessed and documented. Listen to this. Last summer, this guy ran nonstop 262 miles.
Oh.
75 hours, and he didn't stop. How can a human body do that?
I guess your heart gets up to a certain beat level or whatever
and it is, and
it just levels off, and you stay that way until your muscles...
Like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
10 marathons connected would be 260 miles. He ran 262, and he said, I wanted to see if I could do 10 marathons without stopping. It took 75 hours. He said it was tough, and it rained for about 20 of the 75 hours. He's now 42 years old, and he runs a natural foods company in San Francisco. He's just written a book called Ultra Marathon Man, Confessions of an All-Night Runner. So he started running in kindergarten, when his mom was too busy to look after his new baby sister to pick him up from school, so he ran home from school, and he started running. It's like a Forrest Gump thing. It really is. He started running, kept running. That night when he was drunk, he thought, well, see how far I can run drunk. He's been running his whole life. Now, there's another part of this further down here, and I just got a hold of this and haven't had a chance to really look at it, but this is pretty amazing. This is where he's 5'9". Just give you some physical information. He's 5'9". He weighs 155. They say he's not built like a marathon runner. His upper body is actually muscular. His body fat is under 5%. He says he attributes his ability to run to good alignment, which helps his gait and helps reduce stress injuries. There are somewhere between 12 and 15,000 so-called ultra-marathon runners in the United States, meaning they run distances of 50 miles and up.
Wow.
To be considered an ultra-marathoner, you got to run at least 50 miles. These wusses that run these 26-mile marathons.
Who can't do that?
I get tired driving 50 miles.
Yeah, me too. I got to pull over to have a hamburger. He says that it was difficult to pin down world records because every event is so different. He says, and there's not a lot of good documentation. But 75 hours is pushing the limit that anybody knows of as far as numbers of hours running. Now, he enters. This is unbelievable. This guy enters and runs in as many as 10 races a year, each one over 100 miles.
Oh. How in the world?
How come we don't see those on television? That'd be something to
now
watch.
You got a TV.
Boring.
Now you got a TV show.
No, I'd watch it.
He says, let's see if we can. There's a thing in here, too, where, like, in one race, Peon, you were telling me about this, and I don't have it in front of me.
Well, when he did the 262, it was only in a 199-mile race, but he started 63 miles before the starting point.
Oh, that's right.
What?
He started running and ran for 63 miles and then joined the race. Yeah.
Just to get in the mood?
He just gets warmed up, I guess.
By the time he enters the race, he's already run 63 miles. This guy's like Superman.
This is
like a superhuman thing. I have to tell you, and I'm not proud of this. Honest, I'm not kidding. I don't think that I can run a mile.
Without stopping?
Well, of course, without stopping.
Well, and I really miss that. I used to run a lot. And I just can't do it anymore.
I've never done it, and I miss it.
To run a lot.
No, I did. I started running in junior high and ran in high school and college, AAU track a little bit.
You had to run from all the boys, Chase.
I ate you.
He used to run after the boys.
AAU
track.
I couldn't run a mile. I'm not kidding. If a judge wanted to give me a death sentence, and he said, well, it's not going to be lethal injection or electric chair, but we're going to make you run a mile, I'd fall over.
Now, my doctor said, I asked him about that. You know, I used to take walks a lot, and I said, how about running? He said, no. He said, you would screw up your ankles and your feet and everything. Now, just walk. You know, that's all you have to do.
Yeah, and add to that, even if you want to, you can't run anyway. So walking is the only alternative.
Well, I could do like a 20-foot sprint.
Sprint?
Twenty feet.
I could do
here across that aisle.
Yeah, I think I could do that. Let me do a quick bit of business. Then we're going to bring on a man that I had a nice long chat with today on the phone. A man who's an up and comer, as they say.
Oh.
Made it is. His real radio debut here, he had bit parts on other stations, but we're the station that really launched his career. And I'm talking, of course, about Joe Hipperson, because today is Thursday, and this is the day people start to make their plans of what to do for the weekend, where to go, who to see, what's going on. He's going to tell you. We have another family member who is scheduled to have some vehicular work done at Schaefer next Tuesday. The car will be in Tuesday and will be ready Thursday. I cannot give you more details because the person is embarrassed, but shouldn't be. It happens. It's just one of those things that happens. But I want you to know that I believe this is the fourth time that our family has had a vehicle in Schaefer. You know, the more drivers in the family, the more running around you do, the more likely you're going to end up with some body work. This is door damage. This is driver door damage. It'll be done in 2 days. It'll be done right. And 1 week from today, when it's finished, nobody will ever even know that it happened. That's the way they do their work at Schaefer. So to Ellisville,
I say, you know, we look forward to picking the car up Thursday, a week from today, and thank you in advance for the good work, because we know that's what it's going to be. Schaefer. There's a C in there. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There are five locations. Oh, man, 13 years and more. I got to find out how many years they've been around. It's a lot of years in the total collision repair business, and nobody is more AM and the PM than Steve Schaefer and the folks at Schaefer Auto Body. So tell them you are, too. You have an instant bond. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Get the bees It is hip to be square. That's why we're so hip. It's also hip to be this guy, because he is hip on entertainment, and he's going to share his hipness with you. He is Joe Hipperson.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank. And, of course, a big thank you to Steamatic of St. Louis. They make my presence possible. Spring is really right around the corner.
What?
And with that comes spring cleaning. Get the carpets done, air ducts done. Call 314-434-4600. Steamatic of St. Louis. How is everybody doing?
Let me check.
Pretty good,
Joe.
Great.
Good.
Excellent. We've got two big films opening up at a theater near you this weekend. Guess Who and Miss Congeniality 2, Armed and Fabulous.
I can't make up my mind with the trailers about Guess Who. It's either really funny or it's just a bad sort of tangent of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. I can't tell.
Well, let's start with Miss Congeniality 2. It is a sequel that nobody asked for, but yet here it is. If you like the first film, you'll like this one, because it's basically the same movie, only this time it's in Las Vegas. Guess Who is kind of a remake of the 1967 classic Sidney Poitier film.
Well, hold on. Poitier?
Poitier.
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 Yeah. Idiot.
Sorry.
What do you call the water?
Idiot.
It's just the opposite of the water. It's not Perrier water. It is Perrier.
Perrier.
Same thing. Poitier, Perrier. Just remember that.
Thank you very much, Frank.
That's right.
The difference is that this time it's a white guy getting introduced to a black family. There's a lot more of meet the parents in this one than there is guess who's coming to dinner.
That's a very good analogy, because it looks more like meet the parents.
That's exactly what you're going to think when you walk out. Concerts this weekend. Tonight at the Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's, you can see an Eagles tribute band called Tequila Sunrise. Also tonight, all you jazz fans should head over to the Pageant for a David Sanborn concert.
Oh, he's good.
That'll be good.
The big show tonight is over at the Duck Room in Blueberry Hill. Chuck Berry is playing there tonight.
Who's that?
Well, Chuck Berry, he still is a great guitar player, a lot of big hits. Berry hits this venue frequently, and if you haven't caught a show there, make an effort to come out and see him tonight. He puts on a great show at Duck Room.
And Sanborn's a Kirkwood guy, right?
Yes, he is. Yeah. Went to high school.
Did you know that, Joe?
I did not.
Well, David Sanborn from Kirkwood, you bet.
Whoa.
I missed it. You went to high school with him.
Oh, yeah.
He graduated from KHS. I'm from Kirkwood. Couldn't be prouder.
Okay. Right,
in 1963, and I graduated in 64, and he dated a girl who was the best friend of the girl I dated. So, yeah.
Wow. So he's a year older than you are.
Yeah.
So and still alive?
Can you get a ticket tonight? Can you get a ticket this weekend?
No, I haven't talked to
him. If you called him up and said, hey, Dave, Terry Daly. Hey, Dave. Fellow graduate.
He would know.
Did you guys hang at all?
A little bit at the park more. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, tomorrow night, you can go see the Average White Band over at the Ambassador. The Bel Airs with Tom Hall are playing tomorrow at BB's Jazz, Blues, and Soups. Also on Friday, we've got the Bosman Twins playing jazz at the Bistro.
Really? They're pretty good.
Yeah, they are. Saturday, the best singer-songwriter in the city of St. Louis, Robbie Hart, is playing Mississippi Nights. Also on Saturday, the 20th annual Woman in Blues concert with Denise Tynes and Kim Massey at the Pageant. And Metropolis over at the Rock Island Music Club. But the big show Saturday, the big one, the one, the only, Vanilla Ice. Guess where he's playing? Vanilla Ice is playing Woody's Bar and Grill in Belleville, Illinois.
Let me give you a little quick sidebar footnote to what we talked about Kirkwood High School and David Sanborn. A lot of people don't know this, but years and years and years ago, Dave's dad, Dave Sanborn Sr., and a guy named Elliot Chase
came up with a coffee. Dave and Elliot's Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Good
work.
Yeah, they don't make that anymore, do they?
No, it wasn't good.
They also did a radio show, too, didn't they?
No.
They did.
No. See, the reason I say no is, Dan, nobody would know what you're talking about there. Mm-hmm. That radio show ever existed. They just wouldn't know. Wow. Like five people would know.
Oh.
Dan has that look on his face.
Wow.
Hang on, everybody. I did. Just give us just... Joe, just give us a second.
Sure.
Because more than ever, it seems today, it's just an unusual amount of needing this. Okay, I'm sorry. Right, go ahead. Joe, you want to hear your jingle?
Sure.
We got one. We made one up for you, too.
Really?
Yeah, you want to hear it? Here it is right
here. I
can't
wait.
Hang on.
Joe Hipperson.
Wow.
Is that cool or what?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. There is no crying in baseball. Everybody knows what movie that's from, right?
Yeah.
No. I think everybody that has seen it loves the movie A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
Now, if you've ever asked the question how accurate that film was, I have a way for you to find an answer. This Saturday, 1 p.m., go to the Missouri History Museum for a free screening of the 1992 Tom Hanks hit film. After the movie, there will be a question and answer session with the actual women who were in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool, actually.
On hand will be former players Audrey Kissel Lasser, Barbara Hoffman, and Irma M. Bergman.
Wow.
They were actual players that basically were, I mean, if you see A League of Their Own, these were the girls that really did it. And
so
you could go see the movie for free. And then ask them questions afterwards.
So you don't have to meet Rosie O'Donnell.
Right.
No, I'm there, dude. When is this?
This would be Saturday at 1 p.m., Missouri History Museum.
Okay.
And if you want to do it up gonzo style, listen to what I have to say. I am a huge fan of the writings of Hunter S. Thompson. There are many people out there who will miss his ferocious wit and signature style. If you are one of them, I have a great way for you to spend your Monday evening. This Monday, Frederick's Music Lounge is hosting a Hunter S. Thompson movie marathon. At 5 p.m. and 8:30 p.m., they're screening Bill Murray's portrayal of Hunter S. Thompson in Where the Buffalo Roam. And at 6:30 and 10 p.m., they're screening Johnny Depp's portrayal with Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Admission for both films, absolutely free.
That's ridiculous. That's too high.
Mm-hmm. Hey, for the Vanilla Ice fans, if you're planning on heading over to that show, check on Woody's, because apparently, according to the Belleville News Democrat on the front page, they lost their liquor license.
Who wants to see Vanilla Ice with no liquor?
Yeah.
And last but not least. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about this, but Peter Cottontail is hopping through town this Sunday.
Is this a true story?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's the Easter Bunny. Now, I'm sure a lot of people out there find themselves visiting lots of different families in a short period of time on Easter Sunday. I go through that every single year. I've got a great way for you and your kids to enjoy some serious Easter egg hunting without it conflicting with your families.
Let's hear it.
This Saturday, to Pear Park on Manchester Road, they are having a free egg hunt at 10 a.m. for kids ages 3 to 6 years old. But what about the big kids? Same day, this Saturday, 1 p.m., there's a free all-ages egg hunt at the American Kennel Club Museum of the Dog at Queenie Park. So, if you're 3 to 6, go to the Pear Park on Manchester, 10 a.m., free Easter egg hunt. And if you're a big kid and have some bigger kids yourself, go to Queenie Park, 1 p.m. for a free egg hunt there.
When they say all ages, though, seriously, is it, I mean, they must have a cutoff of like 16 or something.
Well, I'm sure a lot of teenagers won't be there, but I'm sure a lot of adults that have kids maybe about 7 or 8 years old can go out and hunt with their kids.
Yeah, Terry goes to all those.
Yeah, I do. And you got to be careful, talking about that dog park, you got to be careful what you pick up out of the grass in the dog park.
Don't pick up the brown eggs.
Yeah, where you step.
All right, well, that's going to do it for me, of course. First, I would like to thank Steamatic of St. Louis. They make my presence possible. Spring is right around the corner with that spring cleaning. Get your carpets and air ducts cleaned. Ask about the HIP discount, 314-434-4600. My name is Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS, and I am hip on entertainment.
Yeah, yes, you are. Thank you, Joe.
All right, talk to you guys Tuesday.
We'll be here. We think we'll be here. Sometimes you say that, and you don't really know, but I think we'll be here. All right, well, next Wednesday night, at 6 o'clock, 6 to 9 o'clock. Listen very, very carefully, folks. Those of you who want to, would love to have a brand new kitchen and have your kitchen remodeled. This is not a place you go to hire or to sign a contract to have Callier and Thompson do your kitchen. You can walk out of there and do whatever you want. You can not do the kitchen, do it yourself, hire another company, whatever you want to do. You have an opportunity at no cost to spend 3 hours Wednesday evening. And they do these a couple of times a year, and they always fill up because they limit it to about 40 people. You're going to, in 3 hours, be able to ask all the questions in the world and hear from some of the best in the business about what to look for and what to know about remodeling, completely remodeling a kitchen. And then one week later, they will have another seminar on bathroom remodeling. That will be Wednesday, April 6th. But let's concentrate on next Wednesday. I'm going to give you a phone number to call. You're going to be asked for a $10 pre-registration fee. You will get that back. At the door, they will give you your $10 back. That's just so they know who's going to show up. They'll have refreshments. And again, you're out of there by 9 o'clock. If you have remodeling in mind for your kitchen, how can you not benefit by being armed with information from one of the best in the country, Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths? Again, next Wednesday, the 30th, 6 to 9 o'clock. Here's the number, 636-391-9099. Oh, and it'll take place at their Manchester location, their showroom, 636-391-9099.
Hi, I'm Ellen Dierberg, and I want to talk to you about family and business. My great-grandfather started First Bank in 1910. He was an upstanding man with strong values and a commitment to the community. These values are at the core of First Bank. We're large enough to serve
all. And get ready for what's sure to be a monumental goodbye.
Listen to Cardinal Nation.
4:36 at the Big 550. Paul Ford's over in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Karen. And some action this afternoon on the highways, and we're hearing that that high-speed chase has wound up on northbound 55 near Litchfield, Illinois. So look for a lot of police activity and 55 to be shut down there in Metro East near Litchfield. The high-speed chase, the result of a report of a driver actually firing shots at another motorist, and again, they have apprehended the suspect near Litchfield, Illinois, along Highway 55. Westbound 5570, thinning out at the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40, though, is slow. Jefferson to the Poplar. Northbound 55, the right lane stacked up near 44, headed for the Poplar. And westbound 40 is slow at Kings Highway, headed for Hanley Road. The supportive service of Pier 1. Stop now for the Everything Spring event going on at Pier 1 and get your home ready for spring. Pier 1, life more interesting. Paul Ford in the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
College basketball national championships are just days away. Stock up on Fisher Snack Nuts and Fisher Salad Buddies at Shop and Save to cheer on your favorite team. Grab a handful of Fisher Honey Roasted Butter Toffee or Party Peanuts, or try the Fisher Cashews or Mixed Nuts. Add Fisher Salad Buddies to any recipe. Available in pecans, walnuts, almonds, and sunflower kernels. Shake on Fisher Salad Buddies to add crunch to salads, vegetables, and casseroles. Look for Fisher Salad Buddies in the salad dressing aisle. Get Fisher Nuts at Shop and Save and let the games begin. Fisher, ready for everything. That's right, all you basketball fans. They've got Fisher nuts, and they've got them cheap. Head on over to your neighborhood Shop and Save for Fisher whole cashews in the 9.5-ounce can or Fisher Deluxe mixed nuts in the 10-ounce can for only $3.19 each. You heard right, only $3.19 each. With prices like that, you can be sure to stock up and save with plenty of Fisher nuts at your local Shop and Save. What are you still doing sitting there? Jump in your car right now and get to Shop and Save for all your Fisher nut craving. This sweet deal won't last forever. And remember, smart shoppers know Shop and Save.
Hello, Owen Moore here from Credit Card National. So, you're concerned about that payment you overlooked last month. Trust me, it's really not a problem. So your 0% interest rate jumped just a teensy bit to 28%. Really, paid.
Home opener kicks off Saturday, March 26th at the Family Arena in St. Charles. Visit RageFootball.com for tickets and information.
Men's Warehouse has made renting tuxedos for weddings easier than ever. Order, pick up, and return at over 500 locations nationwide. Call 1-800-776-SUIT for the store nearest you.
Can't understand what I did last night.
You know who this is?
No.
214-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. We love to hear from brand new people who've never called before. Don't be shy. There's a very small percentage of people who listen to the radio who ever call. I mean, that's a documented fact. It's like 2% or something. The same for who shows up at events that radio stations have. Most people don't. Most people don't call a radio show because most radio shows will screen you. And they'll give you the third degree. Well, what is it you want to say? Well, have you ever called before? Blah, blah, blah. We need a first name. That's all we need. So if you're a virgin in terms of radio calling, this would be the place to lose that virginity. Oh, this is the most listener-friendly radio show maybe in the world. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm good, Frank. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
I am AM and the PM.
We love that.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, do you remember the guy on eBay who auctioned off his forehead as advertising?
Yes.
I came across a website today called SaveToby.com.
Okay.
And this website, you're not going to believe the premise. It's kind of twisted and demented, but it's really funny. This guy has found this cute little bunny rabbit, and he's got lots of nice pictures and things up there. And he has on his website, he says, if I don't raise $50,000 by this date in July, I'm going to eat the rabbit.
I've seen this, Ken.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
So he's threatening to eat the rabbit just so people will send him money?
Yeah, and people
right.
will.
And he's also selling shirts and things like that, Save Toby, that kind of thing.
Is there any money in there yet?
I'm sorry?
Is there any money in there yet?
Yeah, so far he's got right around $20,000.
You've got to be kidding.
No, I know.
You have got to be kidding.
People are so stupid.
What is wrong with him? I got to hand it to this guy, though.
I know.
If people are dumb enough to do this, and he's clever enough to think, okay, what's an angle on eBay that nobody's thought of yet? Ooh, I know the PETA people. I'll say I'm going to eat a rabbit, and they'll pay, and they're going to pay him. That's unbelievable.
Right, and, you know, it's really funny. He's got pictures of the rabbit and, you know, in like a cooking pot on a cutting board. He's the best thing. The funniest thing is on the recipes. He's got different recipes. He's thinking about how to cook this rabbit. And one of, you know, he has all the ingredients listed, and one of them would say, you know, one Toby cut and quartered. It's pretty funny.
But see, he is smart enough to to take advantage of this PETA mentality, because the normal person would say, fine, eat it. People eat rabbits, eat it. And he's
right.
smart not to take a puppy or something. You know, he's smart to pick a rabbit because it's cute, and it's food to many people. People eat rabbits, so he picked the perfect pet, the perfect animal. Nobody cares about a chicken. He wouldn't raise as much money with a chicken. I think this is very clever.
And with Easter around, you know,
I think it's very clever.
Somebody just called in and said that it's fake because when you click on the PayPal link, you get an error message and you can't get into PayPal.
It was certainly working this afternoon. I checked it from the office, and the link was working.
So you're calling Dan,
Dan
a liar.
Maybe the newsletter that
I got. Some guy called in and said that when you clicked on the
PayPal. Maybe that guy just wasn't able to get through. I'm going to believe Ken myself.
Yeah.
I tend to go with what Ken says. Because
Frank,
think we live in a really goofy world, and I believe people have actually, in total, offered this guy $20,000. and let me say one other thing. When he says, if I don't get $50,000, I'm going to eat the rabbit, what a beautiful deal. If he gets $30,000, $40,000, no matter what the amount is, he gets the money, but he dangles the little rabbit's life out there to get it up to $50,000. I think it's great.
Well, Frank, thanks for taking my call, and you guys have a good day.
You too. Thank you, Ken.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We got to move on here to, you don't get this name very often, Garland. Hello, Garland.
Hi, Gay. How you doing?
Hey, Garland.
How are you? I'm Amy and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And hi, Karen.
Hi, Garland.
That's a great name.
It is.
That Vanilla Ice in Belleville, yeah, Woody's got closed down. They got busted about 2 months ago with 28 underage drinkers in the bar.
So the whole place is shut down.
Yeah, so they moved the concert to Teachers.
Now, why didn't Hipperson? He says he's hip on entertainment.
Yeah.
If it's 2 months.
Yeah, I was going to say I was going to take Joe to task.
If that news is 2 months old, how hip on entertainment can you be and not know that? We're going to go after him on this one.
Kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, he's a good guy, though.
Well, we agree, but he's proven that he's lost one little shred of hipness here.
Mm-hmm. Well, they moved it to Teachers Billiards off 159, and the original tickets were $25. So if you bought any tickets in advance, you get a $10 bill when you come in the door. Now
$15. Let me tell you something, Garland. You know that you are still hot when you're performing at Teachers Billiards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
You got guys playing pool.
And when people are giving you $10 back for coming in, you know you are still a red hot star.
Not to mention, Queen came up with that, what, 2 decades before?
Yeah.
Wasn't it David Bowie?
It was David Bowie.
Guy's at the peak of his career.
Nice.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. It's probably a lifelong goal to perform at Teachers Billiards.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Joe Hipperson wanted to defend himself.
Oh, boy.
And then Ken had something. This is a different Ken. He had something about that eBay.
This is where it gets awkward.
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Rather than say, I'm an idiot, I guess he's going to try to justify. Mm-hmm. Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I would just like the city of St. Louis and everyone listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon to know that as far as Vanilla Ice's website and our lovely publication, The Riverfront Times, would be concerned, Vanilla Ice was playing at Woody's Bar and Grill. Terribly sorry for reporting the wrong information. I did have 2 confirmed sources. All apologies to everyone.
He's not
Please
admitting
feel free
any.
To email me and tell me how stupid I am and what a big dumb kid I am.
No, he's admitting it. He's admitting he made a mistake, but he did have. Look, if the Riverfront Times doesn't have
what?
It right.
And Vanilla Ice's own website doesn't have it right?
I promise, Vanilla Ice's website does not have it right, so if you'd like to go out to the show,
you're off the hook.
Sure to tell him.
No, if his website doesn't have it, if it's wrong, you're off the hook, man.
You can't trust the RFC.
I mean, that's the source. Yeah. If his site doesn't have it, you're exonerated.
This used to be the station to go to for Vanilla Ice info.
Now we've lost that title. Yeah. Okay, Joe.
Thank you very much.
You're in the clear. Thank you.
Those websites wrong.
Well, that just goes to show you. Not only is he performing at Teachers Billiards, his webmaster doesn't even know where he is.
Well, remember, he was right across the hall here.
America's Pub.
With 4 people.
Right. Yeah,
they had a crowd of 4 over there. Here's Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Frank. I'm M in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I'm headed over to my cousin's deer farm. I'm going to take a picture of a deer. I'll take $50, though.
Not to eat it?
Golly.
Unbelievable. You know what? Yeah. You would get some money. There'd be some PETA nuts that would say, don't kill that deer. Yeah, I don't know how much you'd get, but...
It probably cost me about $500 every year just to go deer hunting. So, if I could raise that kind of money, I'd be happy.
Well, there's a nut for everybody.
That's one of those things you could go on eBay and say, I'm a great deer hunter. I've shot 99 deer. I'm going out for my 100th. If you want to stop me from reaching that pinnacle,
Well, there's no end to this. What if you went on eBay and said, hey, if you'll send me whatever the amount is, I'll never kill another animal. I'll stop hunting.
I'll stop hunting for the rest
of my life. Wow.
Yeah.
And the PETA people think, well, if we can stop them one by one, we'll end all hunting.
Yeah.
All right.
There ain't enough money in the world, though.
Anything else, Jeff?
Hey, Frank, one more thing. You had on the other day about people's income and their houses and all that stuff.
Sure.
The one thing that I think you guys failed to mention, maybe you did, but I didn't hear it all, was it their first house, their fifth house, their, 10th house?
No, we didn't talk about that.
The longer people live, the more they have to put towards the next house. So
that's a good point. Well, there are a lot of other factors in there. How much did you put down? How much do you have saved? So we just have to kind of stick with how much did you pay for your house within the last couple of years. You can't cover it all. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, bye.
All right. Trying to change the way we do the show.
Yeah.
Tell us how to do stuff.
You're a consultant.
Nobody tells us how to do this show, and that's obvious. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
And I'd like to say hi to Karen.
Well, hi, Ken.
Hi, Karen.
Whoa.
Hey, I just want to let you know a couple things. First of all, I've been listening to you guys since I was a little kid.
Shut up.
And you guys got the greatest show in St. Louis.
What do you say?
What? A plane went over. We couldn't hear you. What?
Okay, I'm going to be real slow and clear.
Okay.
You have the greatest show in St. Louis.
Oh, nice.
Well, the audience seems to agree.
And how can we help you today?
Well, I just want to let you know the SaveToby.com is actually, it's a hoax of a website, but it's funny. You really can't send them any money, but you got to check it out. It is absolutely a blast to look at the recipes and see the cute little bunny rabbit get ready to get whacked.
Save Toby, TOBY?
TOBY.com.
Okay.
It's pretty good. And then another thing, and I've been wanting to call and ask this for a while. I would be honored to be a Tuesday guest, but I'm not sure about how to go about it.
Well, the way you go about it is you email Dan Strauss at dan@frankopinion.com, and then you wait a year for Dan to get back to you.
Well, that's what I understand. Dan's not gonna respond. So, you know, where do I start kissing butt and getting in line for that?
Now, you know what? You just have to rebug him. You have to send it. If you don't hear from him in 2 or 3 weeks, send another one, and eventually he'll get to you.
I tell everybody that when they email me, because I will get at least 5 to 6 emails on Wednesday morning after they hear a Tuesday guest. So,
Dan, hey, everybody, hang on just a second, Ken. Dan, if you say 500 or 600, it makes us sound a lot bigger. 5 or 6 doesn't sound very big.
Didn't I say 500 or 600?
No, you know what? Maybe you did. Maybe you did.
My microphone must have cut out.
That is kind of embarrassing.
500 or 600 Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
Then maybe I can talk to you about, I try to be a sponsor on the show somehow.
You're in tomorrow.
Okay.
We don't need to wait till Tuesday. You're in. No, seriously, call Dan or email him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will do that, and thank you all very much for a great show and many years of going down the road feeling good. So
thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Good day.
All right. No, I'm not kidding, Dan. Really. When you say every Wednesday we get 5 or 6, I mean, that makes us sound like K fans or something, or you know, like some little station. You know, you really. I mean, I know it's true. but part of the reason we only get that many is they know that they're wasting their time writing you because they've already heard from people who never hear back.
So. But if you figure if I get 2, that's each person takes up a Tuesday, and I have so many people on the list now. It's unbelievable. Uh-huh. So I just tell people, so the ones that are out there, just keep emailing me back and reminding me who you are. Or not.
Yeah. There's a website, and I've never heard of it, called epinions.com. E-P-I-N-I-O-N-S. It's where people go and express their opinions about products. It's like a consumer reports type thing, but it's regular people who go on and you pick a category or product and you read what other people say. Well, get this. In the product category of hand sanitizers, I have the printout here. 4 stars given by the website for Germex. Based on the responses and the people who have gone online to talk about Germex. Let me give you a little example. And the author of the website says, in summarizing what he thinks of Germex, says, this is a product that kills most common germs in 15 seconds. It dries quickly. It does not dry out the skin. And the only con... That's not a pro, the only negative, which really isn't a negative. Common sense should tell you this because it does have alcohol in it. It says don't put it on any broken skin or open cut. If you do, it'll burn. Well, okay, that's not a negative to me. It says the bottom line is that Germex does help prevent the spread of germs. And here's one person who writes in and says, I am a mother of 3 and in constant contact with household germs. I'm also a nurse involved in direct patient care. So I must say that I'm a self-confessed germaphobe. In addition to washing my hands, what seems to be a billion times a day, I'm also reaching for a few pumps of this Germex hand sanitizer in its original formula as often as I can to help keep those illness-causing germs at bay. And she just goes on to say there's one at every sink in the house. There's one within reach no matter where she happens to be. She says, because I want germ-free hands. And it's a great site, but the bottom line here is that the overall conclusion is that this is a fabulous product. And they even mention and compare it to a couple of other products that I won't mention because that's not how we do business here, but it as being in superior to those not bad products, but just that they're not Germex. So watch for it. When you see it in the stores, actually go after it. If you don't see it, ask the store manager where it is. If they say, we don't carry it, say, you are a loser. You say, you're a loser, and you don't deserve to be managing a store.
Losers?
Yeah. And say, get this Germex in here, or I'll continue to go elsewhere to buy it. Germex, waterless hand sanitizer.
Hi, I'm Jill Farmer, and as a TV reporter for 10 years dealing with homeowners' nightmares, I can tell you Wood Basement Systems is the company to call if you have a wet basement, crawl space, foundation cracks, or foundation settling problems.
Five-star front of...
70 is slow from Page, most of the way to Doherty Ferry, and downtown eastbound 40 slow Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge, eastbound 44 jam, Jefferson to 55, and north 55 is slow approaching 44. This traffic report is brought to you by Pier 1 Imports. Paul Ford of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Hey, Paul?
Yes.
Normally we go right into Bill Cleveland, but we're late and we're not going to have time for him. Do you have anything funny you want to say? Come on, just one funny thing. People never hear the traffic copter guy say anything funny.
Quick riddle.
Okay, what kind of bell does a Dumbo ring?
What kind of bell does a Dumbo ring? Dumbbell?
A dumbbell. That was a
you know what? I'm sorry we asked you to do that.
Well, yeah, he's funnier than Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Well, now we know why they don't. They don't do funny stuff. What kind of bell does a dumbbell? A dumbbell. Dumbo ring.
Shouldn't it have been dumbbell?
No. Yeah, the answer is dumbbell. What kind of bell does a dumbo ring? Dumbbell. It's dumb. It is dumb. But hey, he's not supposed to be funny. We are, and we're not.
Oh,
so that's the tragedy. Hey, look at that. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 5.
From ABC News. I'm Gil Gross. Another hearing, another legal move, but it's also another day that Terri Schiavo is without food or water, and another day closer to the death that her husband says she wanted, her parents say she did not. These latest moves to stop the 41-year-old woman from dying claim that she's been misdiagnosed and is minimally conscious. ABC's Andrew Colton is outside Schiavo's hospice in Pinellas Park, Florida.
Gil, Terry's parents are going back to court right now asking a federal judge to take yet another look at some of the issues in this case. But legal observers say it's at best a long shot. Randall Terry, spokesman for Terri Schiavo's parents, seems to agree.
The family has maintained and still maintains that Governor Bush is their last best hope.
ABC's Andrew Colton live outside Terri Schiavo's hospice. Now, with a body found in the rubble, the death toll is now 15 in the BP refinery explosion in Texas. ABC's Alex Stone is in Texas City, where people are getting used to problems at what BP calls a very safe plant.
Problems at the local refineries are not new for the people who live in this town. Last year, there was a fire at the same plant that forced people living nearby to evacuate. Around town, residents here are telling stories of what they experienced yesterday.
I hear a big boom, a lot of fire.
The FBI is helping investigate the cause of the latest explosion. Alex Stone, ABC News, Texas City, Texas.
Though wanted in the United States on criminal charges, Bobby Fischer is a free man now as Japan lets him fly to Iceland, which has made the one-time chess champ a citizen. Fischer, who called 9/11 wonderful news that he applauded, today called the U.S. an illegitimate country that should be given back to the Indians. ABC MoneyScope, 30-year mortgages now just above 6%. That's the highest they've been since July. The Dow fell 13 today, the S&P off by 1, but the NASDAQ was up by 1. You're listening to ABC News.
How fast can Allivers start treating an allergy while you're on a motorcycle? This fast. How about riding on the train? This fast. That's because Allivers starts to dissolve fast, the instant it touches your tongue, without water. So you can take Allivers fast, wherever you are. This fast. Even in that bike race. Try non-drowsy 24-hour allergy relief that dissolves fast, without a prescription. Allivers. Allergy medicine right when you need it, wherever you are. Use as directed.
How do people react when they get a 4-star hotel for a 2-star price on Hotwire.com? Let's find out.
Susie, I got a surprise. I booked us a 4-star hotel in New York Midtown with a spa.
Really?
Yeah, 4-star Orbitz was $189 a night. Travelocity $209, but I got it for $150 on Hotwire.
$150, you wild stallion!
Bringing couples closer through great hotel deals. Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive, cheap.
Based on February 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
It is 5:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. A high-speed chase that went through the Metro East in Illinois has ended in Montgomery County. Illinois State Police pursuing the driver of an SUV. It started around 2:55 in I-64. One person has been arrested. No injuries are reported. Tips continue to come in tonight for Highway Patrol investigators as they search for the killer of State Trooper Carl Graham. Sergeant Larry Plunkett says investigators are still reviewing arrest records.
But we're exploring every possibility, and
we're going in more than one direction, but we're trying to put as many resources as necessary everywhere they need to be.
Plunkett says troopers continue to question a Van Buren man arrested on a charge of leaving the scene of a fatal November crash that Graham had investigated. Plunkett calls that man a person of interest in the murder investigation, but he adds several others are also considered persons of interest. The new cathedral was packed this morning as St. Louis Archbishop Raymond Burke presides over Holy Thursday Mass.
All the pews were full as incense burned while Catholics prepared for Easter Sunday, singing and praying today. A few hundred archdiocesan priests were also involved in today's Mass as they renewed their commitment to the Church. The Archbishop called on Catholics to renew their faith and to pray for all priests as they celebrate Easter. Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
An administrator who recently led a $30 million makeover at San Antonio International Airport being praised for heading to St. Louis, WOAI radio reporter Jim Forsythe praising Kevin DeLeo. He says DeLeo's strengths in 9 years as that city's aviation director include working with the government and the public.
He has gotten along well with San Antonio City Council, which has been a relatively difficult group of people to get along with. He's very good at public relations. He's very good at managing an airport, and I think would be a first-rate choice for St. Louis.
Forsythe says DeLeo has also helped San Antonio International recover from service reductions and has also overseen construction of a new terminal there. Before San Antonio, DeLeo worked for 10 years at New Orleans International Airport, where he managed the airport's operations. He is expected to begin his new job at Lambert in May. Saying the McKinley Bridge has been in need of reconstruction for years, IDOT awarding a $44 million contract for a reconstruction project. Venice Mayor Tyrone Eccles says the decision represents a commitment from the state to Venice. The McKinley Bridge, built in 1910, has been closed to cars since 2001. IDOT says the project will take 2 years to complete. And there is a proposal tonight to turn the vacant Parks College campus in Cahokia into a business park, governmental headquarters, and also a technology center. Developers would like to see more than 100 businesses in the park. On Wall Street, the Dow finishing the day down 13, the NASDAQ is up a fraction, and the S&P down 1. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast. Meteorologist John Fuller, cloudy tonight, our low down to 38. Tomorrow, a chance for light rain with a high of 60, and the outlook for Saturday, mostly cloudy and a 30% chance of rain and a high of 55. It's 47 degrees. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and at 5:06, you're up to date. Paul Ford has traffic from the Golden Oak Lending Jet Shopper 550. Paul?
And Brian, we have slow going on westbound 40. It's heavy east of Kings Highway, most of the way through Hamley, and heavy approaching Brentwood through Lindbergh as well. Southbound 270, look for slow going anywhere from Highway 40, actually right around Dorset Road, all the way through Doherty Ferry and Big Bend. And this report is brought to you by Commerce Bank, asking the right questions, listening carefully, and providing you with the solutions that fit you best. Paul Ford of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shopper.
Easter is a time when families gather together, usually around a savory baked ham. Be sure to get your Easter ham at Deerberg's, where you'll find a tremendous selection of hams.
Hi, this is Doug Ackerman with a special invitation for our neighbors in Illinois. We'll give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile service agreement at no charge on every pre-owned vehicle purchased during our March spring clearance. That's a $400 value that includes free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of this contract. We have a great selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, all at great prices. Experience the Ackerman advantage for yourself at our special spring clearance sale, only at Ackerman Buick Hyundai, 270 at New Halls Ferry.
In
19.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I taught my cell phone how to play Layla.
Eric Clapton's Layla?
Yeah, you want to hear?
You don't teach a cell phone to play Layla.
No, it's really cool. I saw an Eric Clapton concert on SDC Dish Network. Then I...
bucket of chicken.
Good night. That sounds good. Well, good afternoon. afternoon and welcome to the March 24th edition of Pinion's Playhouse. Playhouse today brought to you by the legendary Fast Eddie's Bonaire in Alton, Illinois. 4th and Broadway, people come from all over the country. Go to Fast Eddie's, you go back home and talk about the place like no other place they've ever been. Fast Eddie's Bonaire. If you've never been there, then you're an oddball, or you just moved here a couple of months ago, because eventually everybody makes their way over to Fast Eddie's Bonaire. Let's do a round of introductions. What do you say?
Hey!
At the control board, not responsible for the little gaps between commercials. We're having a little technical glitch here. We'll get it fixed. But he's responsible for every other bad thing that happens on this show, except for the stuff Dan's responsible for. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at 1-800-203-8384. They make my presence possible, and hello to the chicks.
All right. Karen Vale would like to say hello.
Hi, everybody, and happy spring break to all of you at school that are out or soon to be out for a week.
Oh, that's a good time.
Yeah,
spring break is a great time when you're in school. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser on. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. Hi, everybody.
He behemoth in charge of security. Rat Boy was back in the kitchen. There was some pizza back there, and I went back to get some, and somebody had gnawed off all of the... What'd you gnaw off?
All the cheese off the pizza.
It was just crushed.
Sick thing.
Yeah. Terry Daly's here.
Hey, everybody.
Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is fine, Dan.
Moon's in heaven, too. Let's see if somebody remembered to put Moon... I guess not. Moon. Hi, Dad. I'll do it.
No,
Steve's not here today. How about Bruce Limperst in the all? Oh, boy, Mark is... So what I'll do is I'll do that Moon's in Heaven, too. I'll do that every day till one day we'll hear, you know.
How long do you think it'll take?
About a year.
Yeah, about a year.
Not bad.
Seriously, we have a little thing you probably noticed where between commercials there's this dead pause, and that's something that we're working on. We can't do anything. Hey, equipment is equipment, you know. It things happen. It goes down, as they say. We're brought to you by Fast Eddie's Bonaire today. On the weekends, some of the best live entertainment around. But that's not really why people go there. That's a fringe benefit. Just like the food's a fringe benefit. They go there for drinks and the coldest beer in town and plenty of it and the atmosphere. And part of that atmosphere is the combination of the drinks, the neon. Hey, if you're allergic to neon, stay out of this place.
Oh, man.
I don't know if there's such a thing as an allergy to neon, but you'll die if you walk into Fast Eddie's if you have that.
It's a good place.
It's a great place. And it's...
And it hides your blemishes. If everything's lit in neon, you can't see.
I mean,
50-year-old people can walk in there looking young.
Looking like 30.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're in your 50s.
Well, I'm in my 70s, and I look like I'm in my 30s. So that's another
reason. I saw you in there, and you did look like you're in your,
like
30s.
50s, maybe.
Yeah. It's just hard to explain. It's kind of like when we said we tried to explain what we do here. If Eddie or Eddie Jr., if somebody said, hey, tell us about your bar over in Alton, explain. They couldn't. They couldn't begin to tell you. You have to go there. And you may have to wait a little bit for a seat because it's very popular. And if you have a $5 bill, you'll have more for food than you can even eat. It's that cheap, and it's great food, a small menu. You could print it on the palm of your hand. But it's all about... It's about the atmosphere, and it's about the drinks, and no kids allowed, nobody under 21. And that's not like an adult entertainment thing. That's just because if they let families and kids come in there, they'd load up with food for about $3.80 and leave, and the place would go broke. So that's a fringe benefit for the adults who go there for a drink. Fast Eddie's Bonaire, 4th and Broadway, Alton, Illinois. You got to hand it to these guys in Texas who... if you don't know the story, stole an entire house, but they did it piece by piece. It was a brick house, and they noticed the house was in the neighborhood where they were putting up a brand new, like a Lowe's and a Walmart. Both of these stores were putting up, doing foundations and building stores, and I guess that people who passed by thought they were just sort of the whole project of maybe removing this house, because the Lowe's people and the Walmart people did their work. They didn't pay attention to these guys who every day came and just took parts of this house.
They stole the brick house. They stole the whole house.
till it was just down to the foundation. Took the fixtures, the plumbing, the showers, the toilets, everything out of it.
Wow.
And it took a month before anybody, just one day, the owner finally got a call and somebody said, hey, where's your house? And it was vacant. So it's gone. I think they should be let go just for being so clever.
I saw on there people would drive by and wave to the guys tearing the house down, going, thanks, we're waiting for the Lowe's to come in. Thanks.
Yeah, they thought they were just part of the get ready for Lowe's and Walmart team. Yeah, that is.
Well, and you know what? Chances are they were going to demolish it anyway if it was adjacent to the property.
Yeah, but they use the brick, and the companies will use that brick, and they'll sell it. They'll sell the brick if it's
the guys used it to get crystal meth, too.
They did.
That's what they were stealing the stuff for.
Wow. Oh, wow.
All right, we have an update on the freshman wrestler hazing story. If you remember yesterday, we told you that some teenagers had been charged. Where the heck is this school? It's in,
Texas.
I think it is Texas. These junior wrestlers were hazing some freshman wrestlers, and we were trying to speculate on what they were doing. Well, we have, as Paul Harris used to say, the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey.
Still says it.
That's right. Yeah. Paul Harris,
good day.
Harris passed away.
No,
that's right.
No.
Yeah, we have Mark.
Oh, wait, no. He moved away.
That's right. He moved to a station where the listeners have passed away. Here's the deal. They have named these boys. They've got their names. Nick Adams, 16, 8 counts of hazing, 8 counts of assault. Ross Petit, 18 years of age. Evan Cook, 16. Nate Fell, 7. All multiple counts of assault and hazing. One of the kids charged is the son of the wrestling coach. That's pretty embarrassing.
Yes.
Now listen to this. It says, in describing the alleged hazing, some of the freshman wrestlers, according to witnesses, were restrained. And each time one individual would take down his pants and place his bare genitals against the face and head of the victims. I love the way they write stories. As if you had to say, pulled down his pants and placed his bare genitals. I mean, if you'd said pulled down his pants and placed his genitals on his face, but they just had to go a little further. His bare genitals.
That sounds
and if he smiles, you're off the team.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I think the guy committing the offense should be very proud. If I had the genitals of a bear,
and it says he had his bare genitals.
Yeah. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Those are bare genitals. So obviously there's going to be some kicking off of the team and disciplinary action. I, unlike the Reuters News Service, will not name this restaurant because I don't think it's fair when they do these stories and they name the restaurant, because the restaurant really, I'm not sure the restaurant's at fault in a case like this. It's a supplier or somebody that they got some of the food supplies from.
Oh, is this going to be real icky?
Yes, it is.
Oh, stop it.
It's in San Jose, California.
It's dinner time, folks.
And a customer at a fast food restaurant that I won't name, even though it's in the story, was eating chili.
Chili.
And there was, and I might add, the health department has investigated and confirmed that it is, in fact, a human finger.
Oh!
It was in the chili.
Oh, human finger.
Now, the reason
pull
that
my
you,
finger.
The reason off. The reason you know that the customer didn't plan it. I don't think too many people are willing to cut their own finger off.
I pulled my own
finger.
It's gonna be cool.
Oh,
you know, I was thinking about this story though, and if somebody, if they had a friend that worked in a morgue or a mortuary,
get me a finger.
Slice a finger off of one of the bodies there.
Just a meat processing plant where the finger got cut off and processed.
But they would have stopped the line right then and found the finger.
They think
that it came in some of the material sent into the restaurant that they used to prepare their chili.
I'm sure.
I would say not even so much the meat as maybe the cans of tomato paste or tomato. That's probably what it was.
Yeah, there could be million places that could have come from.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Because I think
I'd go ahead and eat it if I only had like 10 minutes left for lunch.
Just work around it. Yeah. Put it on the plate.
Yeah.
You could
bite the nail off.
That's bad. Oh.
Yeah, I'd want to dip it in the sauce first.
Oh,
make sure the chopped sauce is great. Make sure it's got plenty of sauce on it.
Chili, like chili 12 ways? Or how do they?
Well, it's certainly not meatless chili, is it?
That's where the term finger food came from.
Yeah.
What did you say, chili John Carney?
No, chili
con carne.
Con carne.
Oh.
John Carney is another guy who died.
He's okay.
He's at the station where people
die. Oh, I keep
Have you guys ever had anything really nasty in your food?
No.
You
have? Besides
the
hair?
Yeah. No. The only thing I ever really had that was so bad was at a restaurant in a store no longer available, no longer open.
Samples?
They used to serve great blueberry muffins. And I bit into one time, and there was a
blue jam.
Roach! Oh! In the muffin!
You got the blueberry roach muffin.
Oh,
can I say something?
Horrible.
If it was cooked in there,
it's
sterilized.
It's crunchy.
I know, but...
But it's crunchy, and it's sterilized.
You ate it?
Oh, no, but
people
I did
eat
down
roaches. It's
on
not
going
to kill you.
Oh, that's so... Oh, no, I instantly felt sick to my stomach. You would, too. Oh, so bad.
I don't... The roach thing doesn't... If it's cooked and crunchy and been in an oven, it's not going to kill you. I thought because they were blueberry, you're going to see they had like a blue jay head or something in there.
Oh, that would have been good.
That would have been great. This... Listen to this. Central Park in New York. I don't know how many people have been to New York City. It's a beautiful, big park. It's huge. And apparently you can get away with a lot of stuff in Central Park in certain places and nobody will see you. Well, they did see these two guys. We have two teenagers who have created a public spectacle in Central Park. They climbed 30 feet up in a tree and were making out in the nude. It was an 18-year-old boy named Chris Montero, again, an 18-year-old boy, and he was with his preoperative transsexual lover, Billy Rund, who's 33. Now, there's a little more. The fire and police department had to go up there and break them up. They're nude. And
Bible says two men ought not lay together.
They weren't laying together, Carl. They were sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. And it says that the cops, who called them the Happy Tree Nymphs, also got in trouble last April. They climbed three stories up into an evergreen tree, stripped to their underwear, and had sex with each other while they were pelting police with stuff and cursing and throwing branches. I don't want to look up in a tree and see a transsexual anything with an 18-year-old guy doing it.
What is a transsexual? Is he one
he's
that
pre-op.
He has...
No, he's pre-op, he's planning...
He probably has the breast, but he hasn't had the thing...
Right.
Maybe not even breast.
No, it says he already has his A-cup breast because of estrogen pills. He takes estrogen pills, so he has A-cups. But he's still waiting for the surgery to have Mr. Happy taken away.
That's
a sight. Oh, you go to New York, you've never been there before, going through Central Park. Wow, what a beautiful day.
Here we are in the big city.
Look at those robins.
A lot of wildlife, yeah.
Go bird watching.
Let's end up in the tree. This is just kind of a throwaway story, but I think it's pretty interesting, because at the beginning of the flu season, remember the big deal about flu shots and how we don't have enough vaccine, blah, 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 blah. It says there are more than 16 million adults who got flu shots in the 2003-04 season, who stepped aside this season and said, okay, we won't get shots because we were all told there was a limited supply of vaccine. You remember that?
Sure.
Just a few months ago. And they said, let's let the Americans who need it most have the flu shots. At the end of the flu season this year, which has just ended, they've just discovered that 4.5 million doses went unsold. So it's kind of like when the Pope came and they said, oh, my goodness, there's going to be a traffic jam. Well, so many people thought, well, it's going to be crowded, that nobody showed up and there was no crowd. Well, so many people said, well, let's step aside and let the other people have the flu shots, that we ended up with 4.5 million doses that nobody used. Go figure. Now, I've always maintained that if you are a star, an entertainer, an athlete with a slumping career, do something controversial, provocative, get in big trouble, and your career will skyrocket. This is the perfect example of that. Michael Jackson has a standing offer when this is all over, and if he is acquitted and let go and found not guilty, Donald Trump and a partner have offered him one of those Celine Dion, Elton John type multi-million dollar deals to perform at the Frontier Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. He already has waiting for him a huge money-making opportunity. That's what happens when you do something or accused of doing something really scary.
It helps.
And people
will go.
I heard Donald Trump say, well, providing he gets acquitted.
Yeah,
you know, he's in. I mean, we're going to go ahead with it.
It helped Hugh Grant. It helped Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
It's helped everybody.
Yeah, but I wonder about him, though. I wonder if he has the ability now.
Who?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, yes. He'll miraculously be healthy and dancing again. He does have the ability.
You think
I believe
so?
Yes, I do believe
And
that.
I don't mean the sore back thing. I just mean his mental state. I wonder if he could do it.
Well, he did it in a mental state of a nutville before. Mm-hmm. He was a nut before. He's still a nut. He can still perform.
If he cut his hair normal, started dressing normal, and put a nose prosthesis on, and started looking normal and not talking real high, but just talking, you know, he has the ability to talk lower. He could completely freak people out and have a whole new career.
I'd like to see him with just a man haircut, like a buzz cut.
Yeah, or just a regular haircut.
And that liar, Whitney Houston, who a long time ago kept telling everybody, including the interviews with Barbara, that no, she did not do drugs. Of course, later admitted, yeah, I'm a huge drug addict. She's going back in and is already back in again for rehab and has admitted to cocaine, marijuana, pills.
You mean he's using narcotics?
It's a she. Whitney Houston. Yeah, so she was
Yeah, well, she said she's a famous person who said crack is whack. Remember when she was in that interview where they were trying to figure out if she was on drugs? She was crack is whack.
That sounded just like her.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I bring this joke back at the request of Mike, Kelly, Alicia, and Sierra, who sent me an email and says, we cannot remember. And then they mentioned the subject of the joke. Could you please refresh our memory and repeat it? I'd be happy to do that. It's a story of a 10-year-old girl who's in the beauty salon getting a haircut. She's going to change her hairstyle. And again, she's 10. She's sitting in the chair, and the lady cutting her hair, the stylist, puts the sheet, or what do you call the thing you put around your
cape
around her and starts snipping and cutting and snipping and cutting, and the little girl takes out a Hostess Twinkie and starts eating it while she's having her hair cut. And the beautician says, honey, you're going to get hair on your Twinkie. She says, yeah, I know, I'm going to get boobs too.
Dunn Lawn and Land, St. Louis's full-service landscaping company providing landscape design, installation, and maintenance. Call today for a free professional consultation, 314-968-5300. Get a child's ticket to Hoop City free with a paid adult ticket by showing your 32-ounce NCAA Coca-Cola cup from McDonald's. See store for details. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Hello, Owen Moore here from Credit Card National. Here at Credit Card National, we appreciate long-term relationships. Don't worry if you can't pay off your credit cards. We don't mind receiving the minimum payment. In fact, we prefer it. After all, we take a lot of interest in your financial exploits. A lot of interest. So go out and get that big ticket item and take your time paying it off. At Credit Card National, we've got you covered. For life.
Tired of making the credit card companies rich? Hi, I'm Bob Ellman from Golden Oak Lending. Stop paying all that high interest. Consolidate your debts into one low-interest loan and get it paid off once and for all. You'll save hundreds every month. So stop spinning your wheels with minimum payments. Call Golden Oak Lending today at 567-GOLD. Close your loan with us and get a free Marriott weekend vacation.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
Call 567-GOLD or apply online at goldenoaklending.com.
Your candidate for state senate in the April 5th special election. If you think you didn't pay enough sales tax on your last purchase, then Rick Johnson is your candidate. Even while Missouri lost more jobs than any other state, Johnson was voting for over $1 billion of new job-killing taxes. Sales taxes, fuel taxes, car registration taxes, and toll roads. Johnson even supported Governor Holden's $500 million transportation tax, rejected by 82% of Jefferson County voters. Rick Johnson's extreme record in support of higher taxes is bad for our jobs. Fortunately, we have a better choice for our families, Bill Alter. Bill Alter opposes new job-destroying taxes and supports balancing the state budget by rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse. It's Bill Alter's common-sense approach that is right for our jobs and our families. Paid for by the Missouri Republican Party.
Do you suffer from muscle strain? Does the stress and strain of physical activity cause muscle stiffness and soreness? If so, your participation in clinical research is needed. By participating in a research study, you can help advance medical research for muscle pain. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study of an investigational patch for the treatment of muscle pain. To qualify for this study, participants must be 18 years of age or older with muscle strain. Qualified participants not only may aid society by contributing to research development, but may receive compensation up to $400 for time and travel. For information, call Radiant Research at 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's 1-636-CALL-NOW. If you suffer from muscle strain and would like to participate in a clinical research that may help researchers determine the effects of an investigational patch for the treatment of muscle pain, call Radiant Research now at 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's Radiant Research, 1-636, call now.
Lou Fuse Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com.
I'm Adam Bold, founder and chief investment officer of the Mutual Fund Store. If you're changing employers or have a 401k with an old job, now is the time to consider your options. Cashing it out is your worst option. You'll have to pay federal and state income tax, and if you're under 59 and a half, you'll also pay a penalty for early withdrawal. You'll be left with only about half of your 401k. The best option is to roll your 401k into a self-directed IRA. There are no tax consequences, and you won't be confined to the limited choices that restrict your options in the typical 401k. Plus, you'll always be in charge of your IRA, regardless of where you work. By opening a self-directed IRA at the Mutual Fund Store, you get professional advice and access to thousands of no-load funds. After all, if you're going to take the risk of the markets, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds? If you have a rollover or an old 401k, call my advisors, Troy and Kurt, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. They're waiting for your call. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
At last, the treasures beneath the Copper Dome are revealed. Bring your dreams to the premier showing of Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room in Chesterfield Valley at Highway 40 and Boone's Crossing. Amini's is America's most unique home and game room store. Journey beyond your imagination. In Amini's 50,000 square foot designer showroom, choose from Amini's exclusive line of Brunswick pool tables in the Brunswick Pavilion. Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room has everything to transform your home into the ultimate living environment. Picture your dreams as you explore Amini's 20 different theme rooms. Enjoy Amini's free play video and arcade games. Select your cinema seating and relax in Amini's big screen theater. The Amini's family cordially invite you to the premiere showing of Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room in Chesterfield Valley at Highway 40 and Boone's Crossing. The home of the Copper Dome, Amini's.
5:36 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing Jetcopter 550. Where are the problem spots, Paul?
Downtown, one place, Karen. Eastbound 40 is slow west of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 44 slows Jefferson to 55 and remains slow on northbound 55 up to the Poplar Street Bridge as well. Eastbound 70 jam west of Salisbury to Cole Street. South 270 jam Dorset to Doherty Ferry. North 270 slows Highway 40 to Page. Eastbound 40 jam 141 to 270 slow Clayton Morrison through McCausland on east, or rather McKnight on eastbound 40. Westbound 40 jam west of Grand all the way through Big Bend where there's an accident on the shoulder. And then westbound 40's heavy Brentwood to Lindbergh. Westbound 70 slows at the Blanchette Bridge all the way out through Highway 79. Macklin at Chippewa, there's an accident. Westbound 44 slows east of Hampton to the River DePere. Slow again east of Bowles through the Barron's Overpass. This report is service of Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3, yes, at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex 3. KTRS.com. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shop.
This guy's got a deep voice, that bum 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 guy.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops, bum, 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 all over the world.
Yes, he has.
And in every
place. And the stop today, of course, as always, is with us. Mike Evans is brought to you by T.R. Hughes, St. Charles County's premier home builder. Visit their website. We'd love it if you would. TRHughes.com. And so would they. The AM and the PM home builder, T.R. Hughes. Here he is, everybody. Mike Evans.
To talk about the Pat O'Brien tape is now taking another step deeper in disgust. Word is a huge scandal will erupt about Pat O'Brien that will involve a lot of pictures of Pat O'Brien doing a lot of lewd and nasty, vulgar things.
Whoa.
I got to hear some of those.
Some of these things, these pictures of him just with himself.
Really? Oh, boy.
And those messages are...
Well, funny. He's on his way to being very famous.
Yeah.
I'm serious. We just talked about this. The more disgusting something you do, let's see, Hugh Grant, what's the guy on the West Wing, Rob Lowe, who was a lady, and all these people...
He's got a shot on the Today Show.
Their careers are bigger than ever. And Pat O'Brien... Bill O'Reilly. Pat O'Brien's on his way to huge success.
Put the ferret up his butt?
No, I don't know about that.
Marv Albert, too.
Now, where did you see these pictures?
They're just out there.
I have the. I'll get the voicemail messages for him.
The tape is just filthy.
Really?
It's vulgar. Yes.
Oh, you heard it?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it vulgar?
Yeah.
If there's a.
Well, what's interesting here?
Any part of a woman's body that he didn't describe and get talk about it.
Well, what's interesting here is this is totally unrelated to the putting himself back in rehab.
I think it's very related. Well, I think he knew it was going to come out, so he thought, you know what, I'm going to rehab.
You may have something there. Yeah, anyway.
Here's the latest odds on the show America Idol. Anwar Robinson still favored 2-1. Nadia Turner, 3-1. Bo Bice, I don't get him, 5-1. Carrie Underwood.
I do get Bo Bice.
He's all right.
Yeah,
it's Constantine. I don't get.
I don't get Constantine. Carrie Underwood, I think, is just
she's fabulous.
Oh, isn't she?
She's sexy, yet she has a little girl, like the girl next door kind of innocence to her.
Watch her now.
Tremendous
nice
voice.
Kid.
Yeah, every time I hear that name, Carrie Underwood, I keep thinking of Carrie Wood in your underwear. I don't know why, but I just do.
I expect that the person to get the boot tonight will be that hideous Michaela from Vegas.
Yes!
Oh,
go away.
Get rid of her.
Hey, what? Do you know the odds on Nico Smith?
10-1.
Hey, you know what? Remember, was it last year? Remember that guy John that everyone wanted off?
Yes, the redheaded kid.
And every week went by and he was still in.
He's just like that blonde kid this year.
Yeah,
it could be.
The only thing that might get her, keep her on the show is that she's young and a lot of kids might vote for.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Take your time.
I heard from somebody in Atlanta where she lives that not only did Whitney Houston put herself go into rehab, there's talk that a couple weeks ago she tried to commit suicide.
That's a lie.
You know,
Whitney Houston is just...
It's a shame. She was beautiful and had a tremendous voice and just...
And married Bobby Brown.
Has nothing now. Nothing.
That's exactly what happened to her.
Robert Blake has also has approached the E! Channel, suggesting that when the Jackson trial reenactment show is over, that they could segue straight to the Robert Blake reality show.
Hey.
This country, I love that country.
The E! Channel turned him down, however. P. Diddy is currently shooting his own reality show.
Yo.
Sandra Bullock got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. Nick Nolte is right next to Nick Nolte. Well, Nick Nolte doesn't have a star there. This is already passed out, that part of Hollywood Boulevard. You idea there?
Yeah. I think some rapper ought to come up with the name Poop Diddy. You know, P. Diddy and Poop Diddy.
Anyway.
No.
Star sighting is a Pacifica restaurant in Palm Springs. Elizabeth Taylor, Betty Ford, and Jane Wyman.
Oh, good.
Whoa, all at one time?
Three hot chicks.
Yeah. 163 years right there. I wonder what that table smelled like.
I know. They probably had mashed potatoes.
I'm sure they went to the early bird special, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, a lot of Jell-O and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it depends, and that real strong perfume.
Yes.
Yeah. White diamonds.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway!
No! Man.
And finally on the broadcast.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Let's get started. More. We're just getting warmed up.
Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman, and Hillary Swank were scheduled to entertain their troops in Iraq, but at the last minute, the trip was canceled because the military couldn't guarantee their security. However, being the man, Clint Eastwood went over the head, went to the Pentagon to see if he could get it cleared. They told Clint, no, this is real guns with real bullets. It's too dangerous. You can't go right now. So.
Wow, they said no to Dirty Harry.
Wow.
They said no to Dirty Harry.
Should have shot him.
I bet it didn't make his day.
What did that mean? What did that mean?
Voice.
I
don't
know.
Liz Taylor. Give it up, Liz. And I'll bet you, I guarantee you, this Christmas, they'll run that White Diamonds thing again with her, shot 20 years ago.
25.
Looking kind of hot, and nothing like she looks now.
But she already had a filter over her face 20 years ago.
Oh, they had the gauze lens. These have always brought me luck. they ought to reshoot it and say, here, these have always brought me luck, and on the table, instead of the diamond, she throws a pair of Depends.
Or she throws her dentures down on the table.
Brought her luck. What if she had, like, 35 surgeries or something in the... They're
gambling, though.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with it.
You're too young and stupid to get it, I guess. Benny Martin has passed away. He was Jerry Seinfeld's dad.
I can't believe that I don't know that name. I mean, that would have been something you would have thought you would have heard before. I've never heard that name.
I've never heard the name Barney Martin either. Barney Martin was 82, played Morty Seinfeld. Here's what's very interesting, and this is a guy with the big Harry Carey glasses. What's really interesting is this guy, it was a 20-year career New York police detective. He didn't start out as an actor. It's kind of one of those Rodney Dangerfield stories where, you know, he was well into his 30s, probably 40, before he got into show business.
He had a huge role in Arthur. Arthur was a great movie.
Dudley
Moore. He was her father.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He was her dad, yeah.
He was a writer for Name That Tune and the Steve Allen Show.
Really?
His first film was in Mel Brooks' The Producers, 1968. Hmm. He was in musical, South Pacific, The Fantastics, All-American, and How Now, Dow Jones. I don't know what that is. He was in a lot of TV series in the 90s, including The Tony Randall Show, Us, Sydney, and I've never heard of this show, Zorro and Son. He was the third actor to play Jerry's dad in Seinfeld.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I thought he was only the second. I didn't realize they had three dads.
What does a writer do for Name That Tune?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
I can name that tune.
and off the air, we're talking about Seinfeld, and I said, I cannot believe that the Seinfeld show has been off the air for 7 years.
That's unbelievable.
It seems like 2 years ago they said, okay, it's over, the last episode. And, of course, Karen said she's never seen one Seinfeld show.
No, never.
Are you serious?
Karen's an idiot.
No, I'm not, Joe. I can't stand him. I don't find him funny.
Well, I can't stand him either, but the show was great.
Oh, the show was great.
See, I'm not a sitcom person. I really am not. I watch drama shows, and that's about it.
Why don't they make a show for people who want to stand up and watch them? Stand constant.
Probably shouldn't have done that.
Stand up and watch it. How are we doing on time? We're okay, aren't we? I think we got a little time to play. Let's play with this. Somebody sent me a list of... Now, I got real tired of the... Even though they were hilarious when they came out, the... you know you're a redneck if... Yeah. The Jeff Foxworthy said. But somebody now has come out with, you know, you might be... Rather, you might be... an extreme redneck if these are pretty funny. They're even funnier if, like me, you're from the South.
Okay. You might be an extreme redneck if you let your 14-year-old daughter smoke at the dinner table in front of her kids. The blue book value of your truck goes up and down depending on how much gas is in it. Now, this is great. You know you're an extreme redneck, or you might be an extreme redneck if you've been married 3 times and you still have the same in-laws. Oh, man. You might be an extreme redneck if you think a woman who is out of your league is one who bowls on a different night. Oh, this is good. You might be an extreme redneck if you wonder, how do service stations keep their restrooms so clean? You might be an extreme redneck if you think Dom Perignon is a mafia leader. If your wife's hairdo was once ruined by a ceiling fan. You might be an extreme redneck if your junior prom offered daycare. You might be an extreme redneck if you went to the bathroom, lit a match, and your house exploded right off its wheels. Let's see, maybe one more. Yeah. You might be an extreme redneck if you need one more hole punched in your card to get a freebie at the House of Tattoos.
Those are good.
Those are.
And that's one of those things where I really thought they had run out of them. I thought, well, they've done every might be a redneck joke, but there are always more. All right. We got about 10 minutes before the 6 o'clock news and just enough time to tell you that Little River Band is coming to Argosy Casino, Alton. This is one of their hits right now that you're listening to.
Mm, I like it. I remember that.
You guys remember this one?
Yes, I do remember.
It's a good one. Yeah. Little River Band will be stopping at Argosy Casino, Alton, Friday, April 22nd for 2 shows, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. You can get tickets at guest services. I love this song. This is a good one. Or you can call 1-800-711-GAME. Let's listen, shall we?
Look around you. Look up here.
This is a good song.
Take time to make time to be there.
Again, the number is 1-800-711-GAME, Argosy Casino, Alton. Or go to guest services next time you're over there. Friday, April 22nd, 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. They had a bunch of hits.
This is a Jerry Lewis song. The Waiting. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think it is. And you'll recognize it when they get to the part where they say,
and I love you,
lady.
You hear it?
Yeah, I heard it.
You're not like the
they had a bunch of hits. This is a great place to see them, too. The Argosy showroom. Let yourself go.
I'm gonna need
to this concert and to Argosy Casino. Oh, here comes the Jerry Lewis line, I think, pretty soon.
No, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's right.
A long time ago, yeah. I had a lady to love.
Yeah, we don't have time to wait for it. Argosy Casino, Alton, don't forget to have a great meal at either the Outfitters Grill or the Captain's Table Buffet. Coming up, Randy Carricker, filling in Carricker. Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you said character.
No, Randy Carricker. Randy Carricker.
I thought it was character.
No, it's character. Because I heard somebody say one time, at this station, we have no character.
It's Shirley Lewis.
Jerry Lewis.
Fighting!
Stick around. Randy's coming in for Jim. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Engine 57 got a 1-alarm fire at 1244 Elm off Madison.
You may never think twice about a fire breaking out in your home.
Engine 57, we are responding.
But every 79 seconds, fire departments are called to put out some residential fire.
Engine 57, requesting second alarm.
So ask yourself, would your insurance company come through for you? They will if you're insured with AAA insurance, because just like the Auto Club, you can count on AAA insurance to be there when you need them. Plus, you'll get great discounts for having both your home and auto with AAA, as well as discounts for homes that have fire and burglar alarms. Altogether, you could save hundreds of dollars.
Engine 57, fire is under control.
Don't leave it to chance. Call AAA Insurance today for a free quote at 1-888-AAA-CLUB. Auto, life, or health insurance, same number. Or visit AAA.com and bring the security of AAA home.
A respected philosopher once exclaimed, "You have to see it to believe it." Well, that must have been before the dawn of radio. So the challenge becomes, how do you describe the Cadillac SRX and do it justice in a medium limited to the spoken word? Perhaps you begin with a stunning statement about the power of the SRX V6 with its 255-horsepower engine. Or exclaim wonder about the confidence it inspires with all-speed traction control. I guess they were right all along. You have to see it to believe it. Cadillac SRX. Breakthrough.
Qualified lessees can lease a new 2005 Cadillac SRX V6 for around $458 a month for 36 months. $3658 due at lease signing after bonus offer. No security deposit required. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Example based on survey. Residency restrictions apply. Your payments may vary. Call 1-800-333-4CAD for lease details. That's $458 a month. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
554 at the Big 550. Let's find Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing Jetcopter 550. Where are you flying, Paul?
Right over Dorset and 270.
Hey.
Coming up on the Gold Tower, Karen.
Right.
Y'all look fabulous today. South 270, slow going anywhere from the McKelvey Road overpass all the way through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40 is jammed east of Kings Highway through Big Bend where there was an accident on the shoulder. Eastbound 40 is heavy. Spady through McKnight, an accident on the shoulder there as well. On eastbound 270, that traffic lined up near 370 through 170. North 270 is just heavy now, approaching Page. That seems to have thinned out here between, actually it still looks very slow between 40 and Page. It thins out when you get north of Page, up through Highway 70. This report brought to you by the Home Depot. Get a free Home Depot gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase $1,000 or more of installed carpet. The more you spend, the more you save. Up to $250. Visit your local Home Depot for details. Paul Ford at the KTRS Golden Oak Landing Jet Shop.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah, Frank?
Randy Carricker's not here yet either. You want to talk about some sports?
I did not take steroids at any time.
That's all I wanted to know.
Let's talk positive.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
I like to stay in the present and the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't like it that he delved into the past.
Yeah.
So now, is Randy going to call us, or is he coming in?
I thought he was
we
coming in.
No
I saw him earlier.
You can do your last bit.
We do not know what we're doing here.
It looks like the basketball season.
What's wrong with your voice?
Nothing. I was trying to make my voice a little bit.
Can I make a sports observation here? I don't know anything about this, but if I were this Wayne Hagan, wouldn't you be a little... We talked about this off the air the other day. Wouldn't you be a little put off that in the Cardinal... promotional announcements, they have the voice of Jack Buck.
Yeah. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
If I were this other guy, I'd go, hey, you know, all you're doing is making people continue. It's hard enough to come in and follow this guy. You're just reminding people that he's not here anymore. I don't know that I think that's my
maybe you ought to ask Randy.
Well, maybe we will. Let's do a quick bit of business. I'll let you catch your breath because yesterday you choked to death.
I did. I'm fine today.
He sounds much stronger today in voice. You've had bandanas, haven't you, barbecue?
I love bandanas. That's our family's only. We not favorite. That's our only barbecue.
Wow.
For my mother-in-law's birthday, we had bandana catering. It was spectacular.
Beautiful. They do great catering.
Yep.
And a lot of catering. Bandanas barbecue. Smell that smoke. Take it from Randy Carricker when he says,
"Smell that smoke."
Yeah. Oh, you know what? You can tell when a guy's been in the business a long time. You throw something at him like that, and buddy, he tosses it right back. Bandanas barbecue. It is not just the favorite of the Carricker family. It's St. Louis's favorite barbecue. Yes, others may come and go. Others may claim to, you know, have won some barbecue contest and somewhere nobody cares about. And they try all kinds of things to make themselves look like contenders. But they're not contenders. They could have been contenders, but they're not contenders.
What happened to your voice?
I don't know. I just all of a sudden start talking.
Hey, who are you anyway?
There I am. I'm a guy trying to be a contender. But you can't be a contender because you're wasting time. He's going up against bandanas.
You know, I talked to Marlon Brando one time. Just before he passed away, he got a chance to try bandanas.
What did he say?
He was passing through St. Louis.
Is there any audio of it?
Yes, there is. And I interviewed him. I said, hey, Marlon, what do you think about bandanas? I'll play you a little of it. Here's what he said.
You know, Frank, I didn't make a big deal out of publicizing. I was coming through St. Louis, but I stopped at Ben Dennis, and I had about 16 slabs of ribs. I'm going to tell you something. I've never had better ribs in my life than that.
John Chase.
Had some great barbecue. And say another thing. Side dishes are good, too. They got some great side dishes by the desk. Marlon Brando.
Wow. Well, how did you have to have it?
You always carry your tapes around.
Yes, I do.
I carry them in my shirt pocket.
Oh, good timing.
Yeah, it's the Godfather music after the bit's over. Bandana's Barbecue, smell that smoke. There are 13 locations in the St. Louis area. There's also Springfield, Missouri, Columbia, Missouri, and St. Joe. And now, without further ado, Randy Carricker.
Thank you, Frank. I'm AM in the PM. The NCAA basketball tournament resumes tonight. The big game for St. Louisans. Illinois, they're back in action. They take on Wisconsin-Milwaukee in the Chicago Regional. Out west, another game with St. Louis connections as Lorenzo Romar's Washington Huskies will take on Louisville in probably the game of the Sweet 16. That game will take place later tonight. Washington against Louisville. The other game out west, West Virginia takes on Texas Tech. And back in the Midwest, back with Illinois playing their game, Arizona will hook up with Oklahoma State. So a great night of basketball coming up in the NCAA tournament. And, of course, 1 week from now, we will be in the midst of Final Four week here in St. Louis.
What?
It'll be a great week.
Wow. I have not heard about this.
Basketball.
I have not heard about that.
At the TPC, what the players call the fifth major, Steve Jones is the leader. After one round, he is 8 under par. Vijay Singh, 5 under par. Tiger Woods is 2 under, so he is 6 off the pace in this tournament. The Masters is 2 weeks away, so everybody wants to sharpen up their games, and they're trying to do so at TPC down in Florida. We have the Mid-America Chevy Dealers Big Sports Show tonight, 6:30 to 9, and we're going to talk about what the Rams need to do in the NFL draft. The draft is 1 month from this weekend, so we'll try to decide exactly what the Rams are going to do, what direction they'll head. And we'll also have plenty of previews of the upcoming college basketball games, both for tonight and tomorrow night, as the Sweet 16 continues. Should be a lot of fun.
All right. Good job.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Jim Holder should be nervous for his job. You better get back here. He better. We are a bit brief. We're 20 seconds away from 6 o'clock. Here's what we have in store for you. We have news. We have what's called stalling for time. That's what I'm doing now.
Huh.
And we have Reggie McDaniel. And all of that starts in just about 7 seconds. Let me tell you where you are. You are at 550 on the dial. KTRS, St. Louis. Here's the news.
From ABC News. I'm Gil Gross. Time is running out, but they won't quit. Attorneys for Terry Schiavo's parents are in federal court again at this hour. They are arguing a number of motions, hoping one of them will get a judge to reconnect their daughter's feeding tube. Randall, Terry is acting as spokesman for Bob and Mary Schindler in Pinellas Park, Florida. He says Schiavo showed signs of consciousness.
Terry responded to Mary's voice, and it was as if Terry was pleading with her mother for help. And that's when Mary became overcome not only by emotion, but had to leave the room, physically ill.
The majority of doctors examining Schiavo say no one in her condition has ever recovered or ever will. 15 people have died in that explosion at the BP refinery in Texas City, Texas. Steve Pustelnik is the medical examiner there.
The injuries that they had certainly do indicate that they were at the very minimum not insensible and unconscious, if not it being immediately fatal.
So at least they went quickly.
I cannot find any evidence that there was any suffering.
BP Chief Executive John Brown called that refinery a very safe plant. Another day is done at the Michael Jackson trial, with both sides fighting over fingerprint evidence that could show the singer shared X-rated magazines with children. As he left the Santa Maria, California courtroom, Jackson said he's still hurting.
Very much still in pain.
Are you?
In
your back?
Yes, and my side.
Jackson is accused of molesting a young cancer patient. An Iranian exile claims that Tehran is secretly making uranium ready for use in nuclear weapons. This claim by Alireza Jafarzadeh is problematic for the Bush administration. His charge backs up its claims against Iran, but though it likes the message, it's not crazy about the messenger, who was spokesman for an exile group branded as terrorists by the United States. ABC MoneyScope, the Dow fell 13 points today. The S&P was off by 1, but the NASDAQ crept up by 1 point. You're listening to ABC News.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just golden coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
The waitress, how about some more coffee?
Here's your chance to get your Goodyears during the Goodyear Ultimate Champion Tire Sale. That's right, now through April 9th. Put the pedal to the metal and save on a large selection of popular Goodyear tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. Plus, check out Goodyear's Assurance brand of passenger tires. Race in and get your Goodyears today. Goodyear, the official tire supplier of NASCAR. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing Incorporated.
It is 6:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. An Alton woman has been indicted for murder and arson in connection with a January house fire which killed her 6-year-old daughter. A Madison County grand jury this afternoon has indicted 41-year-old Tracy Lancaster for first-degree murder, aggravated arson, arson, involuntary manslaughter, and endangering the life and health of a child. Lancaster's daughter, Leah Phipps, died from smoke inhalation. Lancaster's bond has been set at $300,000. She is not currently in custody. Chesterfield police still searching for a suspect who posed as a maintenance worker. He abducted a woman from her apartment at knife point. The incident happened in the 14,000 block of Greencastle. The woman was eventually released unharmed. Sergeant Stephen Lewis describes the suspect.
A white male in his early 20s, slightly taller than 6 feet, with a thin to medium build, dark hair. He was wearing a blue sports long-sleeve jersey with the numbers 07 on the front and back.
Lewis tells KTRS News the suspect used the victim's credit cards. Detectives are reviewing store surveillance tapes. No injuries are reported after an hour-long high-speed chase. In Illinois, the driver was arrested this afternoon. The chase began near 255 and I-64. It ended near Litchfield. Illinois State Police, Troy Police, St. Clair County Sheriff's deputies pursuing the suspect. No word on how that chase began. A West Virginia man has been arrested by St. Charles County Sheriff's deputies after they allegedly find drugs, guns, rifles, and a knife in his car on I-70 near Wentzville. Lieutenant Craig McGuire tells KTRS News deputies found a pistol, 5 handguns, a loaded assault rifle, and the knife, along with cocaine, marijuana, and methamphetamines.
Subject was clearly under the influence of narcotics at the time we got him out of the vehicle, and he indicated to us he was from West Virginia and was headed to South Dakota to take Bibles and other supplies to Indian children.
Suspect's name has not been released. St. Louis Science Center officials are asking for the public's help to find the person or group responsible for defacing a building last night or early this morning.
What we are hoping for is any help that you could give us in finding who did this to the St. Louis Science Center, because we are, you know, we're reviewing our security tapes right now.
Visitor Experience Vice President Marty Cortez tells KTRS News paint was thrown on the side of the building and onto a poster promoting a film. Cortez says it seems people are protesting the film in connection with protesting the war, but she says the war has nothing to do with the film. Anybody with information is urged to call police. And the unemployment rate in Illinois fell to 5.9% in February. That's down from 6.4% in February 2004. Governor Blagojevich says the numbers are further proof the economy is turning the corner. Some news audio on KTRS, courtesy News Channel 5. It's 48. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and it's 6:06. You're up to date with traffic. Here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
Yeah, Brian, we have some slow going still on northbound 270. It's slow from 40 through Page. South 270 is jammed from Dorset all the way through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, it's slow from the Science Center through Hanley. Westbound 70 slows at the Blanchette Bridge, and it remains slow all the way out through Mid Rivers and Highway 79. Westbound to the Poplar Street Bridge, it looks like they just cleared an accident, and we have slow going coming over the bridge westbound on the Poplar. It has been cleared, though, that earlier accident. This traffic report brought to you by the Home Depot. The Home Depot offers installation of energy-efficient windows by licensed professionals, all backed by the Home Depot. License numbers available at your local store or homedepot.com. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shop.
When you need clean warehouse or manufacturing space fast and affordable, call me, Brian Travers with the Travers Group at 314-389-8000. I currently own and manage over 2 million square feet of warehouse space, all for $2 per square foot. Let me tell you about two of my business partners. Pepsi needed 150,000 square feet with drive-in loading, multiple docks, and indoor parking for 35 trucks. Within 6 weeks, their space was ready, complete with new paint and new lighting. Another business partner, Southwest Pipe, needed 17,000 square feet for a startup sprinkler pipe manufacturing company. Within 2 weeks, their space was ready for them to install their equipment. And all of this for $2 per square foot. I'll customize any space you need and get you in fast for $2 per square foot. Call the Travers Group, your business partner for growth, at 314-389-8000. Call me directly, 314-389-8000.
Midwest Bank Center. We help you achieve your ambitions. Now open in Chesterfield Valley next to Any Gun Smokehouse. Midwest Bank Center. Your neighborhood bank center. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jim McMillan from Rolling Ridge Nursery and co-host of Inside Out here on KTRS. I'm here to suggest that when you buy grass seed this spring, why don't you buy the very best? Insist on Pennington's pen-coated seed. All grass seed is not the same. Pen coating is a seed treatment that coats each seed with a fungicide to prevent decay and growth regulators that assure you of strong root development when it germinates. Then an application of Pennington's Lawn Starter 18-24-6 with micronutrients the same day will assure you your lawn is getting everything it needs for good health. That's right, I said the same day. There's no need to wait. Pennington Pen Coated Grass Seed and Pennington Lawn Starter, they're simply the best for St. Louis.
You can find Pennington Seed at Rolling Ridge Nursery in Webster Groves, Sunset Plantland in Sunset Hills, both Bayer Garden Centers in St. Louis and Imperial, and the Green Store in O'Fallon, Illinois.
Looking for a bank with a track record of meeting the needs of business owners? Area businesses have relied on Heartland Bank for over 100 years. Heartland Bank. We mean business.
Can't find GT Mustangs anywhere? That's because Sunset Ford's got them all. 60 new Mustangs just arrived at Sunset Ford. We bought out the entire Mustang inventory of a Michigan dealership, and Sunset has over 60 in stock now. These are brand new 04 and 05 Mustangs, V6, coupes, convertibles, even GTs. Buy any 04 Mustang and get a $4,000 rebate. And yes, Sunset has 2005 GTs in stock now while they last. You'll find these Mustangs at both Sunset Ford locations in South County and in Waterloo, Illinois. Sunset is the number one Mustang dealer in the Midwest. And this weekend, choose from 60 brand new Mustangs, plus 20 pre-owned Mustangs only at Sunset Ford. But it's first come, first served. During last month's Mustang event, we sold out 40 Mustangs in 3 days. So hurry to Sunset Ford today.
Don't close the deal. Sell Sunset.
Sunset Ford.
Do you suffer from muscle strain? Does the stress and strain of physical activity cause muscle stiffness and soreness? If so, your participation in clinical research is needed. By participating in a research study, you can help advance medical research for muscle pain. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study of an investigational patch for the treatment of muscle pain. To qualify for this study, participants must be 18 years of age or older with muscle strain. Qualified participants not only may aid society by contributing to research development, but may receive compensation up to $400 for time and travel. For information, call Radiant Research at 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's 1-636-CALL-NOW. If you suffer from muscle strain and would like to participate in a clinical research that may help researchers determine the effects of an investigational patch for the treatment of muscle pain, call Radiant Research now at 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's Radiant Research, 1-636, call now.
We do today to talk to you, our very dear friends. Don't you love it when radio people do that?
Yeah.
Act like they know you.
We love you.
We love you. We love every one of you. You're our dear friends. You know what? We don't really know you, but we're really glad you're here. That is true.
And we love some of you, depending.
We love the ones of you we've seen who walk by the window who are really stacked.
Yes.
Or well
and the ones who flash it.
Stacked.
We love those.
You don't hear stacked
That's
a
right.
lot anymore.
No, they need to
bring
it back. Because it's a good word. Yeah. She's stacked.
Well, they brought it back on Fox.
What?
Pamela Anderson did a show called
show.
There you go.
Stacked.
Oh.
Well, there you go. Well, she is,
it's about
too.
Library books. Uh-huh. Right.
So you're right, Terry. There are some listeners we actually do love, the ones that have come and flashed us at the window. We personally can say that about them. 314-969-KTRS. That's our number. Or toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. We don't care what you want to talk about because it's just that kind of poorly put together show. Ozzy Osbourne. You know, this guy is so pathetic that he's actually funny. And I think that's the charm of Ozzy Osbourne, is that everything about him is what you know you don't ever want to be or want your kids to be or that anybody should be. But he's so over the top with it that you almost feel sorry for him. He has had two smiley face tattoos etched on his kneecaps.
Oh.
So that he can talk to them. Now he told Conan O'Brien.
I saw that show.
You did?
Yep.
I thought he was going to be on.
He says, I hate being alone. I suffer from loneliness, so I just got two little faces on my knees. And when I am blanking people off and they don't want to talk to me, I can pretend that these two are alive, and I talk to them. And he says, my son Jack has just done it. It's like a family tradition.
You're crazy!
He also said Jack wants to be a fireman. He says he comes up with these crazy ideas from time to time, and he thought the firefighter is a fine thing, and I think he'd make a good fireman. And then he talks about trying to pass his driving test. Now, not Jack, but Ozzy. He says that on one occasion before he gave up drugs and alcohol, and let me stop right there and say, do you really believe he gave up drugs and alcohol?
Yes, I do. You? Have you seen him? On Conan O'Brien, he looks like a different human being.
Really?
Yeah, his mouth isn't going to open, you know, and he's...
understand him?
Yes. I mean, I really believe it's true, but who knows?
He says he passed out during the driving test.
Uh-oh. Well, that's an automatic failure.
I'd fail him.
Uh-oh.
He says sometimes they'd have to take him home after he'd tried to do the driving test. They'd take him home in a police van.
That's an automatic failure. You can see Sharon standing out in the front yard saying, does that mean you didn't pay?
He says he's taken a driver's test about four or five times, but he says I was so stoned and loaded that I failed. He says, but I can drive great. Yeah, well, okay.
Well, like he's riding that motorcycle over in England.
Oh, that's
almost killed himself.
That didn't work out too well either. Before we go to the phones, and we will... I love the way this is stated in the paper today. The headline says, man admits killing his wife's friend. He gets a 20-year term in prison. This is over in South Roxana. Guy from South Roxana has admitted that he goes by his estranged wife's boyfriend's place or her place, and he's there, and he kills the guy. But I like this. It says, he entered the plea in Madison County Circuit Court, and he accepted a 20-year sentence. Now, I didn't realize that you could decline? That you could say to the judge says, all right, 20 years, you go, no, you know what? Yeah. Judge, I'm not going to accept that.
That doesn't work out good for me.
Try it again. What is that? He accepted a 20-year sentence, which is the minimum for first-degree murder. Well, why would you not accept it? No, I want more time in prison. I don't know. I just don't understand the whole court system sometimes and the legal thing. And the phones are all lit up, so let's do that. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Got a little time before we get to Reggie. Let's start with Mark. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Hey, listen, I'm stuck in Highway 40, so I really enjoy your show every day.
Thank you.
I was... flipping around her corner, and I thought I heard your voice on American Equity Mortgage. Are you nationwide now?
Nationwide, buddy.
Wow. That's what I thought.
Nationwide, proud of it.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much. It's not as big as it seems, but thank you.
Well, keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you.
Enjoy your show.
All right, Mark.
Bye-bye.
There goes Mark. Here comes Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Doing great, thank you.
I listen to you guys every day. You're great.
You're a beautiful man.
Hi, Karen.
Well, hello, Ryan.
Speaking of falling asleep, you know, when you're taking a driving test, when I got my driver's license, the lady giving me the test fell asleep when I was trying to parallel park.
Whoa.
That's a problem.
Does it take you that long?
Yeah. It's okay for her to fall asleep.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought I'd let you know. Anyway. That you guys have a good day now.
Right. You know what?
Thank you, Ryan.
You know what you could do if somebody falls asleep like that? You could get out and just run over the cones and just park and then stick the hurry up and get out real soft and with the cones and go. Yeah. Okay, how was that? Right, huh?
Hey, that parallel parking. I will say, and I've never had a lot of trouble with it, but I understand how that when you're nervous. That really is a matter of calculation,
mm-hmm.
how far to pull up, how far away from the curb, at what angle to back in, when to start cutting the wheel back.
I think that's always the worst part of a brand-new driver.
It,
yeah.
They put it at the end of the test, at least.
Yeah, I think.
All the ones I know of. Mm. And so I guess you have to worry the whole time you're driving.
It ought to be first.
It ought to, because that can make or break.
And if you screw it up, then you're done. And then you have to, and like you say, you have to keep worrying about it.
Right.
Let's start with parallel parking.
Somebody gave me a tip a long time ago before I took the test when we were taking driver's ed. Remember they had driver's ed in school?
They still do.
Well, do they?
What do you mean, do we remember that they had driver's ed in school? No.
Well, you guys are a lot older than me.
They did Model T's back
then. Yeah, you never had to back up your donkey cart.
No, but they said you pull up, and if there's another car, right, you pull up just past the car. And then, or right even with the car that you're going to parallel park in front of,
uh-huh.
or right behind of, rather, you pull up. I know. You pull up, and you're even with the car. And then when you start backing in, you turn right when your dashboard gets even with the back end of the other car.
Well, that all sounds good.
I know.
It depends on the cars.
Yeah. It depends on the car, and it depends on your distance away from the car.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, it sounds easy. And that also, I'll tell you the one that I remember more than any other is that they used to teach you to put your hands in the 10 and 2 positions.
Mm-hmm.
And now they say that is absolutely not right. It's the 9 and 3, either side of the steering wheel, which makes sense, but you have more control of the wheel if you have a hand on either side. But they had it in the books years ago,
that.
10 and 2.
Mm-hmm. So who does that?
Who does what?
On a daily basis, not many people drive.
With two hands.
Yeah.
I drive with my knee. I got cheeseburgers to eat.
I drive with my belly. Yeah.
Hey, if you had one of those, what kind of cars have those wheels that rotate? Wouldn't that be nice to take your driver's test and suddenly she says, okay, now parallel park.
over in Japan, there's a Toyota model where the wheels all go sideways and literally go sideways in the parking spot.
Wouldn't that
blow the instructor away if she didn't know you had that car? Yeah. Parallel parking? No problem. And just straight into the side.
Speaking of driving, I had a question today. Older people driving.
What are you considering
normally? I'm saying 70 to 80.
All right.
They normally slower drivers, right?
Right.
And you know that some of the guys back maybe just 20 years earlier drove faster than they do between their... Is it because they realize that their...
Their reflexes are slower.
They realize that?
It's also because they're not in a hurry.
I was just trying to wonder... Because you know most of those guys just maybe 20 years ago in their 50s still had a lead foot.
But they're on the
something
way.
That happens in your 70s that makes
happen.
You...
A lot of things happen.
Man,
one...
Everything will slow
down. You're not going to your girlfriend's house anymore.
Nowhere
to
go.
You're not going to work, and you're just not in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
So you're maybe...
Are there older people that still drive fast?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Sure there are.
You don't see them too often.
Yeah, I think they're...
You don't see them because they die in about 2 days.
They're just as irresponsible. They are just as irresponsible. I went to my mom's house when she was like 65 years old or something, and for some reason I had to follow her someplace, and I couldn't keep up with her. When we got to our destination, I said, Mom, slow down. Holy cow, there's a little bitty head up in front.
And that's unusual, because they're usually
a little too slow.
And how does that make you feel now? You're sitting here saying how old she was at 65 when you're knocking on the door.
Not even close.
It won't be too many years you'll be saying, yeah, I remember when my mom was younger than I am, 65, and I was following her in the car. Look at these phones. I think we can grab a couple before Reggie. Well, I can't because Dan has no names on the screen. So let's do this. This is so awkward because I'd love to have taken some of those calls. An entire bank of phone calls.
But you know what he does? He talks to them, then he hangs up on them.
Yeah. And he's been on the phone forever. He doesn't have one name on the screen. Genovese. This is the finest name that I know of in the jewelry business and the most spectacular store. Genovese Custom Jewelers. Over 40 years, Michael Genovese has been selling diamonds and jewelry without diamonds and every kind of jewelry you can imagine to every kind of person you can imagine. Young people who I think assume they can't get their engagement sets from Genovese are making a huge mistake. If you think, well, we're going to have to go to, and I'm not going to mention any of the chain jewelry stores by name, but if you think that you're forced to go there because you got to wait 20 or 30 years to go to Genovese, that is not true. Value is value. And they appreciate the business of somebody who spends $200 as much as they do $200,000 because you're going to come back. As years go by and you do better and you're able to afford maybe even more jewelry and better jewelry, they want your business. And they have generations of people that did come in there. It has become their family, the family jeweler. Like the family jewels. When people talk about the family jewels, that's what they're talking about.
They can't get them there, can they?
Get what? No, when people know the expression family jewel, they're talking about jewelry from Genovese that their entire family has. That's what that means if you never understood it. They're in Creve Coeur on Olive, about a half mile west of 270. It's the Taj Mahal of jewelry stores. It is breathtaking. It's so beautiful. And the people are just as nice as if they were in some little small town corner drugstore, next door jewelry store type place, next to the Rexall store. There's just a feeling and an attitude that's comfortable once you walk in the door. Genovese Custom Jewelers. Let's go to Denver, Colorado. Mm-hmm. I'd love to talk to you folks, but Dan wouldn't get your names on the screen, so hate him.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm going to go.
I'm going to pick my baby up.
I'm going to pick my baby.
Then I'm going to drop her.
And take her to the picture show.
Reggie McDaniel is brought to you by Metro Lighting. They have a website. And it's MetroLightingCenters.com. They'd love for you to visit it. Even more, they'd love for you to visit one of their 6 stores. See the lighting, see the accessories, meet the people who are experts on lighting at Metro Lighting. Reggie, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Frank.
Well, you don't. You sound a little bit off today.
Well, I gotta send out my condolences and prayers to Nelly and his family.
Yeah.
I just heard on BET that his sister died this
morning. Oh, really?
Yeah, leukemia.
Oh.
Okay.
So he's canceling some things, and he's coming back to St. Louis to attend to his family.
Okay.
And so that's a hard one. But there's also, I'd like to send out congratulations to Soudan High School, which just celebrated its 95th anniversary.
Wow.
That's pretty neat.
It inducted some Hall of Famers.
I was going to say, are you in the Soldan Hall of Fame by any chance?
Or? Oh, no, not me.
Why not?
But some people I know are, like Ambassador Charles Stiff. Me and him graduated together.
Oh, are you kidding?
And Coach Sanders, that was my coach. That was my coach. We was tight.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, we was tight. That's all I can say. And I know Shirley Armstead. She's with the Justice Drug Enforcement Administration.
Well, you should be in there.
And I know St. Louis Community College Chancellor. Oh, there's so many people from Soudan who's not there. Vincent Price ain't there.
Yeah.
Tennessee Williams is. Stan Cann is there.
I don't think Tennessee Williams and Vincent Price were that big a deal, but I think you should be in the Soudan Hall of Fame. Yeah. That'll be a shame to themselves.
Reggie's global.
Yeah, you're global, man.
Yeah, that's nice to say.
Well.
But, no, this is some stratospheric air. We got so many talented
Wait
people
a minute.
That
didn't
came
you,
out of Soudan.
Didn't you just say Stan Cann?
Uh-huh.
Reggie, you can outdo him. Come on.
Maybe one or two.
And Duncan Price.
I can play the organ.
What does that mean?
I think it was dirty.
I think it was, too.
No, Stan Cann played the organ at the Fox.
No comment.
Yeah. I think he left a word out.
But they just had their 95th anniversary, which is just fascinating that now they're no longer Soudan. I didn't realize they had changed their name to Soudan International Studies.
Wow. Is it still in the same building, Reggie?
Yep.
Whoa.
918 North Union.
Yeah.
That's why it used to be called Union Avenue High School.
Hmm.
But same old, when I was there, you know, it show you the importance they place on education. We had a brand new football stadium.
You know what you ought to, when you come back to St. Louis, you know what you ought to do? You ought to get a couple of guys, put together a Blues Brothers type thing, and go there and put on a show and write a song. I'm from Sudan.
Oh,
yeah. I'm from Sudan. I think you ought to do that, and then they'll put you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
All right, let's have a movie.
All right, I got one for you.
All right.
I got one for you.
All right. We're ready. You're off today, man.
You ready for No, the movie is Sahara. I'm sorry. I'm just,
Sahara.
My mind just slipping. You know, I'm still thinking, grieving.
Mm-hmm.
But Sahara, starring Matthew McConaughey, Penelope Cruz, Glenn Turman, and Stephen Zahn. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. Z-A-H-N.
That would be Zahn, yeah.
Now, he steals the movie. Stephen Zahn is so funny. But the movie is actually a great action movie.
How can you see it?
Matthew McConaughey plays Dirk Pitt, you know, from the Clive Cussler series of movies.
No, I don't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, how was your dinner last night? Did you get the...
He's in the middle.
Oh, he really is. You mentioned Matthew McConaughey.
You know, switch tracks like that on a guy. Good night.
But how was it?
It was good. It was very good.
Now, you had dinner with McConaughey, right?
Matthew McConaughey and Theo Lachutz.
I bet the chicks were around your table.
The billionaire who paid for the movie.
I bet the chicks were around your table, weren't they?
Oh, yes, they were.
I bet the chicks were coming up to Matthew McConaughey saying, get out of the way so I can get to Reggie.
Yeah.
That is what happened.
But you had bamboo shoots, huh?
But,
Wait, what?
Wait a minute, Reggie.
What did you say?
Bamboo shoots.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
He said he had dinner with Matthew McConaughey and who else?
Phil Anschutz.
It sounded like bamboo shoes to me.
Good.
Oh, everybody.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
What? Chicken butt.
I'm under a lot of stress. Everybody go to hell. Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, Sahara. Sorry. Go ahead.
And the movie is a story about a Civil War. During the Civil War, there was a gold shipment that the Confederacy tried to save. To save the Confederacy, you know, they were trying to save this shipment of gold. They had made five issues of gold. Four of them had been captured, and there was one left. So they put it on an armored ship, and it sailed out of Virginia Harbor. It ended up in Africa.
That's Virginia. A long way. That's a long way. Yeah.
And the way it ended up there is the basis of the story and what happened to it afterwards. But Dirk Pitt and his sidekick, his friend, Steve Zahn, who were both Navy SEALs, were obsessed with finding this battleship. And the way they find it, what happens, how they find it, and what happens after they find it is the basis of the story.
So it's present day?
It's present day.
Oh. Okay.
You know what's a secondary group that's not very effective? Okay. The Navy Walruses. They're just not.
SEALs
got everything.
All right, how many ARDs for Sahara?
I gave this movie 3 ARDs out of 4.
Yeah, that would make me at least give it a chance. Here they come.
All right, Dan.
We had some potatoes and a tomato vodka sauce, pork loins in with the mustard mushroom gravy.
Mm.
We had beef tenderloin.
Any French fried potatoes?
No French fries.
Biscuits and gravy.
No biscuits.
What did Matthew McConaughey? What did he eat?
He ate the same thing.
Potted meat.
Potted
meat and soda crackers.
Were you at the same table with him?
Yeah, we was at the same table.
Wow.
Rubbing elbows.
Chicks everywhere. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
He's a big star.
Hi, Reggie.
I wish you could have been there. That would have made the night complete, Gary.
Me too, honey.
All right, Dan.
Bye, the rest of y'all. All right, Dan.
He hangs with a big star.
Mm-hmm.
He's big. He's important.
Pretty neat.
He's Reggie McDaniel. You can't just anybody go sit down and say, you're Matthew McConaughey. Can I have dinner with you?
Yes, sir.
You can't just sit down with him and say, pass me some of them french fried potatoes.
Sports guys are potted waiting.
Potted meat and Sony crackers. All right, we're not going to do this anymore. We're done. We're out of here. Jim Huer, if you can hear me, you can start the theme song. He's in another room. See, we have some technical equipment. But, hey, Jim Huer, right there when you need him. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on! Leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.